Greetings and salutations from this extremely spooky edition. Welcome to the Halloween Spooktacular.
Welcome, 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 boys and ghouls.
Bunions and ghouls.
Ew, gross. Well, boils and ghouls.
Boils, I know, that's the real. Yeah, that's the obvious pun. Also called the Trick or Treats Smell My Feet episode. Which I think is more apropos.
Way better.
It is way better.
Way better. But you did blow your load with that in the first 30 seconds of the podcast, though.
Oh, you got to start with the strong one. Everyone's immediately thinking, what would you have started with? That's what I thought.
I would have started with probably a solid 15 minutes of spooky Halloween sound effects.
Yep. What? Like, you mean one of those CDs you get at, like,
just the
Ollie's?
Just the intro to Tubular Bells, the
just
Exorcist
forever, yeah.
Song. Just the intro that never really gets to the real crescendo of the song.
Crescendo.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, we're back. Guys and gals and others, we're back.
We're back. We're back for one time only. No, I don't know.
No. Listen, you obviously, you've been waiting a while for an episode, and we're not lazy. We're busy.
Ramon is extremely fucking busy.
Like, I'm home these days.
He's never home now. He's never home.
First off, she's a fucking liar.
Wow.
I'm home, like, all the time. But we have four kids, so when I'm home, it's like we have to find a way to occupy them. And there's only so much Nintendo we can throw at them before we become horrendous parents and TV shows. So we're spending quality time with the family.
Imagine that.
But we're, you know. We're trying to get these out, and we're
Ramon
here today.
Ramon built
so.
A cardboard lightsaber yesterday.
I did build
fucking
a cardboard
father
lightsaber.
Of the year.
That's goddamn right. I deserve that. And ultimately, he didn't even go to use it.
I'm just going to leave it. I'm going to need two hands to hold my bag.
Well, on to feet, because that's why you're here, not our goddamn children. We are recording this on Halloween, as you'll know, because we're going to release it today, too. But it's good to be back. You know, we miss feet. So much has happened since our last episode.
And what? Like what? Name one thing.
Name one
thing. Fucking
thing.
Well,
we shot a couple clips yesterday. That was nice.
We did. We shot a couple of clips. I tried to fart on camera.
Ah, yeah. Somebody wanted you to fart.
It didn't work.
No.
But next time I do have to fart.
Yeah.
I'm going to just whip up my phone and record it.
I think that's wise.
Like, real quick.
I think that's
prudent.
And then
send it to him. Because, like, I did try.
You
did.
You really tried.
I can't just, like... I can't conjure it up on cue.
Well, she can really rip some, too.
I can.
For those of you that are into it, she really can when she can. The problem is, it's when.
I know. I wish this guy had a burping fetish. I can burp on cue. Like, anybody into burping? I'm, like, real good at that shit.
See, I don't have one, but it would be very convenient to have one, I think. Just because it's so easy for people to burp as compared to any other bodily fluid.
Right?
Other than, you know, peeing, I guess. Like, if you're into that, you're bangarang. Gross, but,
I
you know.
Will do a piss clip, but I'm not going to be naked.
You'll be taking the piss out of it.
I guess I'll pee my pants.
Ew. You nasty.
Fuck it.
You nasty.
Fuck it. You. I'm not going to go into it, but Ramon has pooped himself multiple times as a grown man.
Oh, I think I've mentioned that here before.
I'm not going to go into it.
Yeah, it's probably for the best. Yeah.
I have four kids and I've never once peed myself.
That's weird.
Yeah,
should,
I know.
You should try it sometime.
No.
It's very warm for a minute.
I imagine it would be. It's probably really pleasant, at least for like a few seconds.
So the other clip we filmed, one was her talking about her stinky feet and trying to fart. The other one was somebody wanted a nice foot smother one, and Belle really is the best at foot smothering. Also, y'all should know, someone has paid, and they paid, by the way.
Oh, wow.
For Belle to smother one of our girls again. So if you missed the Belle smothering a girl clips... They're coming back.
We're going to...
We got to figure that out.
It may take some time to figure out the logistics of it, but it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
We'll, like, lug a mattress down to the basement.
I'll figure it out. I can have a blow-up mattress we can use.
Oh, yeah.
It's not as good as a real mattress, but, you know, it's better than hauling a mattress
down.
We'll
do that in the basement. We'll just, like...
Oh, yeah. So if you want a girl-on-girl custom with Belle. Now's the fucking time.
Yeah, I'll do
to
it.
To get in on that.
You cannot specify the other girl because we don't know who we're going to be able to get.
Right, it's going
to
be Bunny
it's
or...
There's going to be like a time crunch sort of a situation.
Right, it's either going to be Bunny or Dot. It's one of those two because there are girl subs. There are other ones that'll sub too, but those I know would be able to make it at weird times.
Mm-hmm.
And they're awesome. They're our best, like literally two of my best models. Other than you, of course. You're the best. Around.
Thanks.
So, before I forget, I don't want to dwell on this too long.
Oh, God,
I don't
here
wanna,
we go.
I don't want to give them any hype. I'm not even going to mention her fucking name. There was some podcast that, like, reviewed us.
Oh, right.
These sons of bitches. They literally have, like, 100 followers, so they're just trying to... They even, like, I won't get into it, but...
Ramon sent me this series of text messages one day, and he was just, like, super angry because these, Well, I guess more confused than anything.
Well, I was more excited at first because I'm like, oh, somebody's talking about our podcast. That's fun. But they're just trolls.
So they talked about our podcast on their podcast.
Yeah.
Right?
Like that was the last episode, which admittedly wasn't our best. But literally that was us trying to just put out an episode because we haven't put one out in a while. Right. We felt bad. And everyone else who is actually a fan of the show seemed to like it. So I'm not going to completely. This is who we are. We're not trying to be anything we're not.
Yeah. Can you believe these people keep talking about feet?
It was weird. I don't know.
I did not listen to.
It was over
podcast,
a month that I listened to that. But
and I did not listen to said podcast, and I also have never heard of said podcast.
Right,
and don't remember their name. Okay.
Well, their big thing was one. They were like, "Why aren't they talking about feet?" And then they got annoyed when we were talking about feet. So they're playing both sides of the coin.
What?
I don't remember the details. It was a month ago. But they also talked about why didn't we edit certain things out. Like, we talked about reading that erotica.
We don't edit anything.
We don't edit
out.
Shit.
We don't edit anything.
Not a
out.
Fucking thing. And we've made that very clear at the start. It's just who we are. This is a slice of life podcast from a fetishist and his long suffering wife and number one model. So we never.
That is maybe my favorite review of our podcast ever. Of like, pretty, just like yeah. It's an excellent, excellent description.
It's pretty accurate. Oh God, we're pulling the mics out. There we go. So fuck those guys. I'm not even going to mention their fucking name.
I don't remember their name.
It doesn't matter. They're just trying to get views from our much more popular podcast.
You're listening to my podcast. I don't even know who the fuck you are.
They
Who's
also,
winning here?
The other thing is they tried to tag us, and it's like.
Oh, that's just mean.
You mocked us. Like, you're just trying to get our eye up.
Yeah.
We're doing what you want us to do, which is to talk about you, but I'm not going to mention your fucking
name. You're doing
the
thing. Edit it out. Oh, shit, we don't
edit
things.
Oh, we don't edit. Oh. Anyway, they can go fuck themselves.
So I have an announcement to make.
Uh-oh.
It is one of the things that's been keeping me really busy recently is...
Yeah.
So I've...
What are you doing?
I've been on a journey of self-discovery.
Okay.
And it's been taking up a lot of my time. And one thing that I've learned about myself, guys.
It's big news, I think.
I am.
Yeah.
The Dragonborn.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a big responsibility. And I have a lot of work to do. I got to kill some dragons. And I got to eat their souls. And I got to fucking... I think I'm going to turn into a werewolf.
Yeah, that seems like
I'm
going to
destroy the Dark Brotherhood.
Yeah.
There's so many bandits everywhere.
Belle discovered Skyrim, and I got to tell you, it's doing very little to quench her, what's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know what you're trying to say here.
Stifle? Yeah, it's doing very little to stifle her orc fetish.
Okay.
Here's
the thing, guys.
If anything, it's exacerbating it.
It's making me really upset because there are zero sexy orcs that I can marry in this game. You can marry in this game. It's like the Switch extended thing, so it's got all the DLC content. So you can marry a dude or a lady. There's literally maybe one hot orc.
One hot orc.
He's like the blacksmith in this orc village or whatever. The orc village is a shithole, and I need to get him out of there. But like you have to complete all these quests because you have to convince them to, because it's a very tribal situation.
Yeah.
And you have to convince them to leave their tribe of orcs.
Yeah.
It's fucking embarrassing. But at the same time.
Yeah.
So there's one orc chief and he is the only one who's allowed to get married and have babies. They're like lions. Right? Oh. He's the only one who has wives, and he marries all the women and has all the babies. And then I guess they just, like, those babies go off and, like maybe the girls go off and join other clans when they grow up, and that's how they...
Sorry, I was just imagining me having a clan of ladies and having babies with
them. They're all orcs.
How horrible that would be. Right? Like, I don't mind all the sex, I guess, but...
You would eventually start to mind all the sex.
I guess.
You'd be like, oh my... No, I'm so tired.
Right, I don't want all those babies either.
No, no.
It's a headache.
No.
I like that we've been on the podcast for 10 minutes. We may have mentioned feet twice.
Well, we mentioned the fact that we didn't talk about
feet.
I have these really cool, like, gilded iron boots.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
That are, like, super powerful. I have all this.
You can strip people down when they're dead to naked, so you can kind of see their feet in Skyrim.
Yeah, you can. It's true. And one time I was trying to pick this guy's pocket really early on when I didn't realize that I did not have pickpocketing skills at all. And so I was like, well, I'm wearing all this heavy armor. What will make me more quiet? So I completely took off all my armor. And
I'm nuded up.
I'm sneaking around this stable to try and pick this guy's pocket.
That's hot.
Fully in my underpants.
You looked quite the scene. I
looked
suspect.
Quite the scene. And it also didn't work at all.
So he just 100% turned around, saw this naked...
caught me. And then I had to kill him naked.
I'm so... I'm just...
It was a thing.
I think I've discovered a new fetish.
It was a thing. Well, how do you feel about orcs? Let me tell you how I feel about the elves in this game. Not
the elves
at all
are gross.
Even little sexy. They look like aliens, which right. I kind of love, like, aesthetically for elves, but I don't love, I don't know.
People that are into elves are like, well, you're just into humans, but, like, good-looking humans, so good job,
mm-hmm,
I guess?
Mm-hmm.
But, like, orcs, it's like, okay, that's something. That's a thing.
Orcs are just, like... I don't know, slightly monstrous humans.
Right.
They're still humanoid enough that most people could be like,
yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure, okay.
Like
he's got weird teeth and he's green, but he's got, like, rippling biceps and, like, you know, I don't know. Do biceps ripple?
They can, sure.
Anything
can ripple if you try hard enough. No, my guy who wrote Damned Souls got me into orcs. I'm, like, way into orcs now. Orc ladies.
Oh, right.
Because that's
that
his
game.
Whole mythos is like, hey,
nice.
There's this planet of orcs and they keep their feet stinking for, like, thousands of years and then you got to smell them,
mm-hmm,
which I'm not into that aspect of it, but the way he draws them is really appealing to my obvious cartoon fetish.
There's
Thanks,
this,
Goofy.
This series of books that are very popular, this series of, like, romance erotica novels that are extremely popular on the Kindle that are orc erotica. That's
orc erotica.
Orcica. I don't know.
Don't hurt yourself.
And the thing is, I haven't read them because my understanding is that there's a lot of, like, dubious consent happening in them.
Oh,
and it's like, there's like...
Before I forget, guy that wrote Damn Skulls is Red Script 77. Go support him on Patreon.
Oh, Souls is spelled S-O-L-E-S.
Right, Souls.
That's the joke, guys.
When were
we going to
have you
joke.
Play that damn game on Patreon?
We were.
We're also going to have you read the erotica. We need to make... We can gotta make time to do that.
You're talking about things that we haven't done, Ramon. Like, now some other podcast
is
going to say mean things about us on Twitter.
It's called priming the tank, goddammit.
Oh, is it? I sound disgusting because, holy shit, I'm drinking soda and I'm alternating between soda and coffee because it's very early in the morning here.
It's literally 9:20, but go on. I know it's
Sunday. It's the Lord's Day. It's the day of rest, Ramon.
It's All Hallows Eve.
It is All Hallows Eve. Fun fact, I tell people this because I'm a fucking pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Every single time I write out Halloween on my phone.
Oh no.
I write Halloween apostrophe EN.
Who are you writing to that you're doing
you,
that?
You, even if I'm like, oh, I need to buy some Halloween candy at this. I like
Halloween.
I write a little E apostrophe EN.
It's like the planetarium.
Just to be fucking, no, because it's short for Halloween.
I'm aware.
You know, and I just to be obnoxious. And I feel like everyone needs to know when I say Halloween, I'm also saying it with that apostrophe.
It's there all the time.
It's
huh?
there all the time.
That's good to know.
You need to be aware of this.
I need to be aware of this.
So
orcs. We're both into orcs. So we're gonna the next model we get to work with. We're gonna paint her green, and put some tusks on her, and then we're good. to go.
Oh, you're gonna no.
No? How do you make an orc?
Well, I mean, how are you gonna paint someone green?
I don't know. With green paint. How would you paint someone green?
I don't know. That sounds like a big mess.
I mean, it better make the green. There's a way to do it. There's a way to do it. I don't know how.
I feel like you gotta like get up on some camera tricks or something.
What if I just put her in a green suit and then use a green screen to make her skin look green? That makes sense.
If she's already in a green suit.
Yeah, but it'd be a different shade of green, you see.
No, that's not that. How would you do the face?
I don't fucking know. What am I?
The face you could put green makeup on. I don't know, man.
I don't know. I am now looking up the origin of trick or treat smell my feet.
Oh,
because
yeah.
I don't do
relevant,
any goddamn
research. Relevant to feet. Yeah, Ramon mentioned that last night that trick or treat smell my feet should be the title of the show. And I'm like, fuck, that's really good. Like, I wouldn't even have thought of that. Like, because, oh yeah, smell my feet. Haha, it's a really funny thing. But to you perverts, that's sexy.
Right.
And Ramon's like, I wonder how formative that was for, you know, for him and for our listeners, like to everyone just be constantly for, you know, one day a year be told to smell people's feet.
Right. Like it's literally part. Everyone knows that rhyme.
Uh-huh.
And not everyone said it, but a lot of people have. First off, it's from the 1920s. It's been cited in print at least in 1948. Trick or treat, smell my feet. Give me something good to eat.
Uh-huh.
There's another verse if you don't know it. It's, if you don't, I don't care. I'll pull down your underwear. Mm-hmm. So now we're getting real kinky. Mm-hmm. Not too big, not too small, just the size of Montreal.
I'm sorry, what?
That's been cited in print since 1995, so that's probably not from the original one.
Montreal?
But it was in Salt Lake City. It was first printed. This is from the... the fuck is this website? Big Apple Corner?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, really deep.
Going straight to the source. Democracy dies in darkness at the Great Apple Corner.
Baby. Oh, wait, here we go. Maybe I got some more here. This is from the Odyssey, online.com.
Yeah, sure.
Bum-bum-bum-bum.
Smell my feet. Fucking...
You know, everyone loves research while you do it. You know,
this is what makes for really good podcasting.
This is action...
The imagery in this article is really
upsetting.
This article's
bullshit. It's like a paragraph long and it doesn't even mention it. So
anyway,
this is going well.
Anyway, it dates back to the 1920s.
That's what we got. That's really all we need to know.
What does it mean though?
It's just a rhyme. It's just a dumb rhyme. That's all. Like trick or treat. What else rhymes with treat? Feet. You know, nobody was like, I bet if I tell people to smell my feet, maybe they will.
No one wants anyone else to smell
right,
their feet.
Right. That's a joke. You know.
Oh, so it looks like the Montreal part is just in Canada. I mean, that makes sense, I guess.
Yeah, it's just the goofy thing. Listen, guys, our fetish is a joke. We really have to come to terms with this.
It is a joke.
It's never going to be taken seriously. And you kind of have to embrace that. That's why I make the clips. That's why we make the clips we do, where they're just ridiculous. Because the fetish is ridiculous.
It made me sad. There was a post in one of my kink shaming groups the other day about like, you know, what's your hard line for like fetishes that you just absolutely will not tolerate?
Yeah.
And most people were talking about like, you know, like
pee-pee.
Poop or like little girl kind of stuff, like daddy, little girl role play, because that's fucking disgusting.
Kink shame.
And then this one chick was like, you know, feet. Because I met a foot fetishist one time and he was a massive creep. And I'm like, oh, that's too bad.
See, that shouldn't turn you off
from
the entire fetish.
The creeps make everybody look bad. Yeah, like I've met so many dudes who were just into regular boobs and pussy who were massive, massive creeps.
And listen,
like,
if the Witcher comes up to you and he's like, hey, I want you to poop on me. You're going to be like, I think I'll poop on you.
I would not poop on him, but I would do... up to anything else.
Yeah, so, like,
so,
obviously, let's not count out an entire fetish just because of one creep. I think that's...
But also, only if he's dressed like the Witcher, because I am not attracted to that dude at all when he's not dressed like that.
You know, that's
he
fair.
Looks like the world's biggest wiener when he's not with the long white hair.
He also played Superman, so that tracks, that scans.
Oh, what's his name? Fucking the guy who plays Thor in Oakenshield.
Yeah, him.
I am so into
Richard Armitage.
There you go, Richard Armitage. I am so into him as a dwarf.
Oh yeah,
but not even a little bit.
It's crazy
as
how they
anything else. They transformed him. Yeah. Like he's got this big nose and this long hair, and I'm just like, if you don't have that, don't even bother.
Don't even knock on my door.
Just a fucking take a walk.
So, back to the topic.
Back to feet. I'm gonna keep
trick or treat. Smell my feet. So, you know. Halloween's a fun little thing because everyone's in costume. So there's always a chance in this weird fall time where people could be either without shoes or something that shows off feet. Not, I mean, there's more of a chance because there's costumes involved. But let me switch topics slightly. That makes more sense. Let's talk about horror movies. Horror movies, I think, really is a wealth of foot scenes and people being barefoot because you have
You found that to be true?
Yes, there's a lot. Well, the thing is, there's a lot of horror films because it's an easy genre for people to do. And there's a lot of good B movies that involve feet. I mean, there's just because they made so many of them because they're just easy to make. You know, it's hard to make a drama cheaply. It's hard to, I mean, you can do it, but it's not good. It's easy to make a shitty, a cheap horror movie and it'll still be okay. Or at least people will be willing to watch it. So you end up with a lot more content there. So just by sheer numbers alone, there's going to be more feet content. Plus, you know, as someone that studied horror yourself, there's that.
It's true, I did. I took a literal class in college.
She did. She's really smart about it. A big trope of horror movies is the idea of someone getting punished for doing something lascivious, something morally questionable. And I can use that in quotes. Teens having sex.
Yeah, the teens have sex in the tent or in the abandoned house, and then they're the ones who have to die.
So there's going to be people like, you know, going to be barefoot. They're going to be naked. They're going to be, you know, there's going to be a beach situation. You know?
Yeah.
It's going to happen more often. And it's going to be more room for weird situations where they're going to have to run away from something. You'll see a catch of bare feet. There's a lot more possibilities in a horror movie for feet than there. That's really my thesis statement.
I mean, I don't know that.
I really have to research it, but I know there are full threads on various forums. It's like, hey, here's B-movie horror feet, and a lot of it.
Yeah.
Like, it's not, you're not going to get your top stars all the time, but you're going to get a lot of it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of, like, you know, people you never heard of.
A lot of, like, creepy scenes in the bathtub.
Yeah, or I'm dragging thinking, people by their feet.
Maybe.
Like, that happens.
I'm thinking about that scene in Cabin Fever. Do you remember when the girl is taking the bath and she's like, maybe shaving or something, and her skin just starts to slough off.
And being barefoot makes you vulnerable, which is better for a horror movie.
It does, yeah. You can't run.
Exactly. So
you're
going to see that more often.
Mm-hmm.
It really does reward the fans of horror. If you're also a foot fetishist.
Sure.
Or you could eat someone's feet. I don't know if that happened. Maybe an anaconda. I don't know. Someone eating their feet.
Yeah. We saw a fucking, like, some weird clips in some YouTube video we were watching the other day about an anaconda, about I think how bad it was. And I was like, I could not get over the cast in that movie.
I can't believe you never heard of
I've heard of it, but I knew that I knew that Jennifer Lopez was in it. And I think that's why I just never bothered to find out anything more about it.
I remember when that came out when I was in high school. It was a big thing.
It's not the kind of horror movie I like.
No. The big monster thing.
Although, as I said, I do really like Lake Placid.
You do love
it. Because I'm a big fan of, is it Oliver Platt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, he's great.
I'm a big fan of Oliver Platt. For some reason, I watched that movie a lot.
Well, it's cool. I mean, that movie, not to go on a tangent, but that's what we do, so fuck off. I think you also dig movies, and I'm really putting words in your mouth here.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Powerful older ladies who are like, they have control over the situation. Because remember, there's that woman in there.
Yeah, the old lady who's like feeding it her pet cow.
I also love that shit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, that's a really good scene.
Aspect of a story.
You are reading
too much into this?
Too much into my love of Lake Placid.
I think I got your number. I think I got you. You nailed against the wall.
You're
here.
Not completely wrong, but I don't think that that applies to my love of Lake Placid.
I think you're wrong.
But it's also, I haven't seen Lake Placid in like 20 years.
You're wrong. Guess it has been a while, hasn't it? I haven't seen that movie since then either.
There's like some hot young thing in that movie.
Hold a hot up. Young thing.
Hold up.
I don't know who it is. I mean, I know Jennifer Lopez is in it, isn't she?
No, it's not Jennifer Lopez.
I assume
Jesus
most things from the late
Christ.
90s are Jennifer Lopez, and I'll be right 8 out of 10 times.
The old lady was Betty White, though, which I love.
What?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. Betty White. Friggin' Brendan Gleeson was in that. He played, I want to say, like the, like maybe the police chief or something.
The police.
Do you remember him? He was Mad-Eye Moody.
Oh,
in
him,
Harry
yeah.
Potter.
I always forget his name.
He's that guy.
He's one of my favorite actors.
He's my favorite. My favorite role, I think, that he ever did was when he hosts the Flesh Carnival in AI.
Nice.
You remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
When he's got that big, the
that
big,
fucking great.
The big hot air balloon that looks like a moon, and he just goes around and rounds up all the like defective robots and then
yeah.
just kill. Oh, I love that shit.
Yeah, it's
that's
pretty awesome.
Maybe one of my favorite movies. I really like, I have a weird, weird place in my heart for that movie.
It's pretty awesome. It's pretty awesome. That was a good movie.
Is that Haley Joel Osment?
It is Haley Joel Osment. So switching gears.
Yeah, so he keeps you like how Ramon keeps trying to like steer this conversation back to feet, and I'm like,
this is our life.
I'm
this
like,
is our podcast. How it works.
But also,
I have a rein on you that I'm pulling in, and I can't hold on to it. Sometimes I get dragged through the mud,
and I'm over here like
you're a wild stallion.
What else was Oliver Platt in?
Jesus Christ. We got some awesome feedback, specifically from a couple that literally made a podcast just to comment on us, just to have a feedback, because they're like, hey, we could do this quick recording, or we could do this entire goddamn...
That's right. You know, we were going to just do, like, an episode-long, basically,
just
conversation.
Conversation on that? Maybe we'll do
that
soon.
Maybe soon. I don't know, man. I don't know if I want people... I don't know if I want people sending us 24-minute-long voicemails just so that we just play the entire thing and dedicate an entire episode of the podcast to that. But what the fuck else do we have to do?
I know. It's very... They say lovely things about us, and you have to goddamn listen to it.
Oliver Platt was also in Bicentennial Man, which is another one of my favorite late 90s robot movies.
Oh, my God.
There were a series of robot movies in the late 90s that were all about,
movies.
Like, you know, what is the what makes a humanity of a robot?
What makes
like,
a
what
human?
Makes... Fucking Ferengis.
But we did have some feedback that's shorter. Listen.
Actual feedback.
No, we have it from, I mean, that couple is, that's the king of feedback when you
yeah,
record 24
we will.
Minutes.
That plus the dude who sent us that like 40 page list of, but we never even got around to finishing that. It was too,
it's
it
a
was
long
too much.
List.
It's so much.
I mean, I wish and I hope someday we can get back to the weekly podcast, but it's tough right now.
We'll get there. Well, listen, it's, listen, yeah. listen. When the Omega variant takes over the world.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we all have to lock down again and Ramon can't go anywhere.
Right.
We'll start recording every day.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway.
And then we'll all just, well, I mean, in between our shifts at, you know, the Amazon Hyperplex where we
right.
all have to go live and work and spend all our days.
Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. So, can you read it from there?
I can if I lean forward. I'm still trapped in this imagined dystopia that I just conjured
up. Ass.
Oh my God, I'm not. I'm stuck on a wire. Oh, God.
Oh my God, there's your phone.
My phone.
Jesus Christ, we're a hell of an operation.
This is from.
That's his name.
I was gonna read his actual name. I'm
Don't
gonna
read
his
actual name.
Given name, his Christian name is Tommy Toughnuts.
That's right.
Hey, Tommy Toughnuts.
This is fresh off the presses 17 hours ago.
Oh, my God. This is yesterday.
Yeah. I feel bad for the people that sent it in months ago that we still haven't gotten to. But we're
send it again. Send it again.
Yeah. Someone already has. I got
to
find that.
Lost to the ether. Send it again. And also, you need to give me a funny name like Tommy Toughnuts.
Go ahead.
This is sent 17 hours ago. Tommy, what the fuck were you doing at 3:30? What's your deal? Ramon and Belle has become the answer to the question that popped up in my head a few days ago. All these podcasts out there, someone has to be talking about foot fetish.
That's what I thought.
Your podcast was the first one to pop up, and I have been enamored ever since.
Yay.
Why was it the first one to pop up, Ramon?
Because it's the fucking foot fetish podcast.
That's right.
That's why we win. That's why we will... Listen, goddammit. That's why we will always fucking win. I don't care how much you talk shit about our podcast. Foot fetishists are going to find us because we took the name that someone will search for first, which is, I want to listen to foot fetish. Let me type in foot fetish podcast. Boom.
Ramon spent a really long time. We brainstormed a lot to try and come up with like a funny, punny foot fetish name for the podcast. But ultimately, you gotta get like, fuck, you gotta go simple.
You gotta go simple.
Because, like, otherwise, people would be searching around for the Foot Fetish podcast, and they would be like, oh, why can't I find a podcast about foot fetishes? And meanwhile, Ramon's podcast, Soul Desires, is over here, like, exactly. In the corner, yeah, just right. Fucking gathering dust.
You gotta kill your darlings, which is, oh, I came up with this punny name. No, bullshit. Say exactly what you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why my clip store is called Ramon's Face Full of Feet. You know what you're getting into when you go to the store.
I think it's, I actually think that's a bad name for the clip store. It is a terrible name. But what's done is done. You have an empire based on
it has a lot
a
of
garbage,
clout.
Garbage name.
Yes. Like, I don't know. What would I have called it otherwise?
I don't know. Not name it after yourself. You put a dude's name in it. The dude is not the appeal.
Well, originally,
there's a reason it's called Bratty Foot Girls and not Bratty Foot Girl Stands on Some Dickhead. Like, for God's sake, Ramon. Oh, Bratty Foot Girl stands on James. Bratty Foot Girl stands on Dickhead over here.
Let's cut to the chase here. It's all about me. It's always been about me.
I mean, you are the only... You are the main character.
I am your friendly neighborhood foot narcissist.
You are the main character of Ramon's Face Full of
Right.
Feet.
There is a narrative.
You are the only character who has been in... Not every clip, but the... You've been there from the beginning.
That's right.
From the beginning, the really, really, really bad clips on the bad camera that you filmed at your fucking apartment with your weird roommates.
Yeah.
yeah. You are the through line. You're our main character.
That's
so
right, baby.
The rest of us are just fucking supporting.
That's all you ever are. Continue, please.
Anyway, Tommy Toughnuts goes on to say, I am 45, so... I also discovered my fetish before the internet was easily available, easily accessible. Mm-hmm. Sadly, I grew up thinking I was the only one that liked feet. My fetish never made sense to me. It was just something inside of me that felt right or put me at ease when it was offered. Even now, I am a germaphobe, so how is it even possible to enjoy a part of the body that touches the dirty floor over and over? That's a good point, but I mean, you can wash your feet.
True. Feet can get very clean.
Yeah. He says, I love the podcast. I love the chemistry between you and Belle. I love listening to you talk about it. I think I love you is the overall theme I'm shooting for. Aw, we love you too.
Yeah.
Tough nuts. Keep up the good work. I subscribed at podcast number 61. I listened to 1 through 10. Love, Tommy Tough Nuts.
I don't think we have 61 podcasts episodes.
I think that we do.
Maybe, I don't know.
He has like a little signature down here at the bottom that says, toughest man in town, population one.
Well, if,
then
wait.
It's really easy to be the toughest man
you're
in town.
You're also the weakest
man
in town. I mean, by default. It's just,
we love you, Tommy Tough Nuts. We love you.
We do. Thanks for being a listener. That's why I keep wanting to do this podcast. Is there's people this actually does like fuck the haters. Also, I want all the haters. I want all the haters to come here and talk about our fucking podcast.
Yeah, but, yeah. I want all the haters. Guys. Okay, speaking of haters.
Uh-oh.
I got to talk about this because it's been sticking in my craw.
Oh, shit.
I overheard my next door neighbor talking shit about me.
Oh,
like,
no.
Like a week and a half ago.
Dish.
And I've been like super shitty about it ever since. I don't think she was even talking shit about me. My interpret...
like... The incredible vitriol that comes spewing out of Belle's mouth.
My interpretation of it can be, A, she thinks that I'm a bad parent, or B, she's a bad parent, because, like...
Yeah.
I probably don't need to go into it. My parenting beef with this woman that I don't think I've ever even exchanged more than a handful of words with.
Yes, tell us all about it.
But, like... Anyway.
Foot side note, she's often barefoot on
she
her porch.
Is.
Continue.
She's out on the deck all the time barefoot.
She's Hispanic. Her feet are great.
She's Latinx. Latinx. I don't know. I don't know how to say that. Nobody knows because it doesn't mean anything.
Boom.
What? Anyway, I think that's kind of how I am sort of feeling about this lady, is how Ramon is sort of feeling about this podcast. Like, he wants the hate and he wants the drama because it fuels him.
It's true.
And I get that. I get that because the fucking... the adrenaline that I get when I hear that lady outside on the deck talking, I'm like, oh, what? You can talk shit about me again? Fuck you.
Yeah, so that's where I'm at.
Yeah.
It was a little deflating because I went into listening to that shitty podcast about our awesome podcast thinking, oh, they're going to talk about it. This is going to be great. But it just got worse.
They so just started being so mean.
I went from full balloon to out of the room right. because it's like, oh, I didn't think you were going to shit on us.
Right. That's really mean of them to tag you and then just shit all over you.
No, it's they're weasels.
You're right. They're
that's
just,
what weasels
they're just,
do.
Yeah.
That's what trolls do. And we're giving them what they want. Because now people are going to go, who the fuck was that pug? And they're going to look it up.
Don't look it up. Don't listen to these guys.
They'll find
and
a way.
Don't. I thought for a while that we should be like, we should call them out and then have everybody. Hey, we've got way more listeners than them. Our listeners should go and go give them really bad reviews. But I am not going to be the.
They've only got one review anyway.
I don't want to be the Mike Boudet of Foot Fetish Podcasts. Mike Boudet is the guy who hosts Sword and Scale, which is a really. One of the best true crime podcasts out there.
Oh,
but
yeah?
He is a major, major nut job. And he's constantly on Twitter, like, trying to get all of his followers to, like, just review bomb every other podcast
oh.
that he just has personal beef with. It's weird, and it's very, he's a strange dude. But
no, you don't have to review them. I'm sure their moms love that podcast, and it's fine.
My mom would not love this podcast.
I don't think she would, no.
No, to be fair, my mom doesn't love much of anything I do.
No, she does not. No. Anyway,
are we reading this new feedback?
This is new. This is not new. This is old that was sent again because we're
because we didn't read it.
Because
we
we're terrible
months
podcast
and months and months
hosts
and didn't read it. Okay, all right. We're gonna read it now.
Well, it is from. Hang on a sec, because I didn't. This is yeah.
It's from Bare Feet, who has a Yahoo email address.
Yahoo. That's your 90s nostalgia moment for you.
I've heard that very recently because this podcast that I listened to, they were doing a story on the guy who does that Yahoo yodel.
Really?
Something about, like, I don't know, maybe he didn't get paid enough for
probably
the amount
not.
Of times that they use it. Something like that. I don't remember exactly. But, like, I have that Yahoo yodel is fresh in my brain.
Things are fast and loose in the old internet.
Like, right? Like, remember that dog? That dog that used to go and fetch things for that guy who was wearing the kilt? And then
Lycos?
The dog would go and fetch him some underpants.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Sure.
It was just another internet commercial that I remembered.
All right.
Anyway.
Cool.
Hey there. It's Belle from the Foot Fetish Podcast and Ramon Faithful. After a long evening of recording this damn podcast, one of my favorite things to do is to use a human couch's face as a footstool for my big, smelly, size 10 feet that... or sit on their face wearing jeans, whatever makes me the most comfortable. I'm not really concerned about their comfort. And there's only one place you can see me use my various human couches, RamonFaithful.com. With over 700 clips featuring smelly foot smothering, and guys, I've been under these feet, they're not nice. Full weight face sitting, and guys, I've been under these asses, it's not easy. And cozy human sofas. We are the number one store on Foots for Sale in foot smother and human furniture. RamonFaithful.com, putting feet on faces since 2008.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That commercial was that commercial was featured.
And did you know that commercial?
Shut up.
Was Abraham Lincoln?
Shut up. That commercial was featured prominently in the Charlize Theron Keanu Reeves vehicle, Sweet November, which is one of my favorite.
Sweet
movies.
November.
Probably, honestly, now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like she probably is barefoot. She's kind of like a crazy, weird, manic pixie dream girl, hippie chick.
I go back and forth on Charlize Theron.
She's, you don't need to go back and forth because she's insanely beautiful.
I don't doubt that she's beautiful. She's just not my type.
Wow.
Which is stupid because she's tall, blonde, and has big feet.
Yeah, your type is not insanely beautiful.
There's something off about her face for me. It's all
is
minor gripe.
Is she too beautiful? I'm stunned.
There's just something about, I don't know, her teeth, I don't know.
Her
If I'm going to get nitpicky, I'm not trying to be a dickhead, but
You sound
and she
like,
talks. She has an odd way of speaking. She's also
She's a South African.
I know she is, but I don't know. I just can't get into Charlize Theron as much as others can, and she does get her toes sucked in Devil's Advocate. So like, there's content there. I just I can't get behind her. You know,
I
can't. Like, I don't know. There's something weird with her cheeks. I think I don't know.
No. She also, I'm looking at this picture of, apparently she gained 50 pounds for a movie a while back, and I'm into it. I can't understand you.
I mean,
I don't get it.
Yeah, this
she's so
now look like it's something, I don't know.
So beautiful.
Like, imagine that her lips go way back, like if she opens her mouth, it will open her entire head. That's what it looks like to me. Like she's some sort of demon that's going to eat your face if you get too close. Again, she is beautiful. I'm not knocking Charlize Theron.
I think that you could not be more wrong.
It's just not for me. If I got to choose, if I had my options of starlets in Hollywood, she's not the one I'm going for.
Well, she's like probably 50 now. I don't know that she is a starlet anymore. She's 46. She's 5'10".
I know, she's tall.
You didn't like her in that Mad Max movie that you saw her in?
I loved her in that Mad Max. She's a great performer. I'm not saying she's a bad performer. I just don't. She doesn't get my gears going in the same way that she gets others going.
I loved her. That's all I'm saying. I'm just gonna go back to, I'm never gonna stop talking about movies from the late 90s, early 2000s. Sweet November, 2001, one of my faves. I also really loved her in The Cider House Rules.
Cider House Rules,
which was so good, and she she cheated on Paul Rudd with Tobey Maguire. But it was Tobey Maguire. It was Paul Rudd. He was away at war.
11 times out of 10, I will take Paul Rudd over fucking Tobey Maguire.
I'm almost positive it was Paul Rudd. Hold up just a second.
Fucking love Paul Rudd.
This is what this podcast is. It's just me. Yeah, it was Paul Rudd. It was Paul Rudd. Yeah, but it was like young Paul Rudd, too. It was like 1999 Paul Rudd.
That is young Paul Rudd.
And then she was in that golf movie with Will Smith.
Yeah.
And that, like, what's his name?
Bagger Vance or whatever.
What's his name? That other little guy.
Yeah, little fella.
The little guy. What's his name?
Yeah, tiny guy.
Tiny.
Little mini
but
guy.
But he's smaller than Ben Affleck. He's the small
teeny,
Ben Affleck
tiny
sidekick.
Guy. He was eensy weensy.
He's the little guy.
What the fuck are you talking about? Read the goddamn feedback.
He's
God
the little
damn
guy
it.
Who's Ben Affleck's sidekick. What's his name?
I don't know.
Matt Damon. Okay. All right, we got
fun
there.
Size Matt Damon.
Listen, I don't know how tall Matt Damon is, but he's smaller than Matt. He's smaller than Ben Affleck. Affleck.
Yeah.
So I always think of him as being I think of him as being like kind of a smaller guy.
Go please.
Anyway.
Yeah, he's been waiting for months and you just made him wait even longer.
But that was We went on a whole journey there.
We did.
Hey, Bare Feet, what's your favorite Charlize Theron movie? There is a correct answer. And there is a non-correct answer.
Oh, my God.
If you answer Snow White and the Huntsman, you can't listen to the podcast. Right. Okay, I've never seen that movie. It's
either.
Probably great.
Probably.
Anyway.
So.
Anyway.
There we go.
Okay. Bare Feet says, I had sent this feedback a few months ago, but never heard it on your podcast, so I am resending it in case you missed it. Love, Bare Feet.
We did. We're doing it now.
We did. We're doing it now. Thank you. And he also sent this a month ago.
This is important. Yeah, he did. This
okay.
is important, y'all. If we still haven't read your feedback, you haven't heard it, send it again.
Yeah, send it again.
It's
send
just going to help us.
Let's do
I know.
This.
I got to
do this.
Right.
Because Ramon,
if we can commit to once or twice a month, we'll be good people again.
Ramon sucks at like,
I got a lot going on, yo.
You need to have a folder in your email just for feedback.
I mean, I do. Whatever.
Like, I don't know why you don't.
I really should. I think
anyway.
I will. All right, go ahead.
Anyway, dear Belle and Ramon, I was getting caught up on a couple of older episodes I had skipped. Why'd you skip them? And wanted to give more feedback, however late, on the topic of how do you like having a foot fetish?
Yeah, how do you like that?
Please have the beautiful and wonderful Belle read this, if you please.
It denied. I used to. Yeah,
I do please.
Yeah, go ahead.
I do please, don't I?
You do. You please a lot.
I
not me, though.
No, fuck off.
Never me.
I used to loathe my obsession with feet when I was younger, as it made me feel so different and isolated, but grew to fully embrace and revel in it during high school and beyond.
My wife asked me once if I would give up my love of feet if I had the choice. I knee-jerk replied, of course not. But then really got to pondering the question more deeply. I've asked Ramon that too.
Yes.
Like if you could just get rid of it and just have a quote-unquote normal sex attraction, would you? It would certainly make things a little bit easier.
There have been very negative things that have come out of my foot fetish in my life, but there's been a great deal of positive as well. And I'm not one to look back and regret one's life because you can't fix it.
So Sally can win.
So there may have been a time in my life when I'm like, oh, I wish I didn't have this. But at this point, no, I love it too much.
That's fair.
It's part of who I am.
That's fair. That's a good answer. I would get rid. No, I wouldn't.
Also, I like normal sex too. So it's just it's a bonus. It's like,
yeah.
I'm sex plus. Like, I like extra things. So that's pretty awesome.
I'm sex minus.
Yeah, you are. it's a terrible grade.
Yeah. Barefeet says, one thing I said to her off the top was that my guy friends are openly and unashamedly obsessed with breasts, butts, and legs, which, as you have pointed out many times, are perfectly socially acceptable. So why switch to another body part when there is so much to enjoy about feet? Yeah, I think that's a super good point.
Yeah.
Because like you're still just gonna be fetishizing breasts or yep. butts or like whatever.
Yeah. Fetishizing things is fun. Just, you know, try not to objectify women or men or whoever you're attracted to. It's just tough to do.
It's
fun
impossible to
fetishize things.
Objectify
yeah.
men. Gross.
you all right?
Feet offer a wide variety of sensory delights to experience and enjoy. Gross, bare feet.
I love
gross.
That sentence. I'm going to say that for you from now on. Belle, could you, sensory. For dinner, could you offer me a wide variety of sensory delights to experience and enjoy?
Ew. See, that makes it feel like I'm supposed to be feeding you strawberries dipped
oh, fuck.
In chocolate.
First off, that's gross. Listen, I love chocolate. I love strawberries. Mixing them is dumb.
No, I am in agreement. I don't think they go
well
together.
How much longer is this fuck? So before I forget, because we're talking about sensory delights to experience
oh,
and
God,
enjoy.
Oh, God, what?
We didn't record a podcast. I had COVID. And
right. Yeah. Yeah. We had COVID for a couple weeks. That was bullshit.
Yeah, it sucked. So I'm down here in the basement separating from the family. Belle's taking care of me because she's a delightful human being and
you're
a wonderful
welcome,
wife.
Everyone. You're welcome.
But as one does, I lost my sense of taste and smell. You know what else that involves? Not being able to smell feet.
Which wasn't a huge issue because we couldn't like be within, you know, however many feet of each other. And
right.
I am not 6 feet tall, so I could not put my feet on his face and keep my face 6 feet away from him. You guys, it didn't fucking matter. I still got fucking COVID anyway. It was so dumb.
Yeah. So, she gave me a pair of her socks to smell. I couldn't smell them.
There was a slight
vinegar smell. There was a like a sweet smell.
It was a significant vinegar smell. They were bad. They were like right.
Because at the time, I don't know
yeah,
if I told you this
we
either.
We also didn't have any hot water.
We had no hot water.
So I couldn't take a shower. Like, I was only showering like maybe once a week because I had to shower in cold ass frigid water.
Right. So her feet were rank
it was,
all the time.
Oh, you guys. It was.
But I couldn't enjoy it because I had no sense of smell. It was awful. I'm much better now. My sense of smell is better. Some things smell different now, which is mm-hmm. weird. Not feet. Feet smell
I still kind of hate peanut butter.
Coffee smells horrid to me now.
Peanut butter smells like burnt hair.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, I know. Ugh.
This is our lives.
It sucks.
Yeah, COVID's no joke, y'all. Get vaccinated.
Well, I mean, we're vaccinated.
That's the thing. I was vaccinated, so it didn't hit me super duper hard, which I'm really thankful for.
Yeah.
But it fucked up my sense of smell and taste. Mm-hmm. Like, and I think it might be changed forever, which is a bummer.
Well, a lot of people just, it's months before they get their sense of taste back.
Right.
Like, it's a really long time. I would have been, ugh. Because I anticipated getting it back within 2 weeks because
yeah.
that's the norm. And it took about maybe 10 or 11 days before
every
I got it back fully.
Every now and then, mine still goes out.
That's weird.
It's like I'll be eating something and then I'll stop tasting it. Like, it'll be as if I have a cold in the middle of the meal.
I think that's normal, though.
Yeah.
I think that's
it's, I mean, I can't do anything about it, so I'm not going to bellyache. right.
But yeah, yeah. Although I gave you my feet, I gave you my my socks to smell.
Yeah,
and like the next day,
it did
it started
help.
To come back. I think my socks cured Ramon's COVID.
Listen, y'all, you want a cure?
So like, I'm not saying anything.
It's not a cure for COVID, but it might get your sense of smell back.
So it's like, listen, shut up. It is a cure for COVID.
Oh my God.
Just take your ivermectin. And smell my socks. Don't take ivermectin.
Ramon's
or
face
do.
Full.
I mean, whatever. I don't know. Probably can't hurt.
Ramon's face full of feet, and the Foot Fetish Podcast does not endorse or in or condone or advise any medical treatments, and we are not approved by the FDA.
Spoiler alert, nothing's approved by the FDA.
There's definitely some things approved by the FDA.
No, false.
100% there is.
I don't know. I follow these accounts on Instagram, and they
accounts.
Tell me some stuff.
You're so dumb.
This lady, I told you about that lady I follow. Her husband got COVID.
There's a lady I know.
Her husband got COVID and had to be hospitalized with on oxygen. He's like young. He's in his 30s.
Oy.
She's like my age. They have like 5 kids. He had to be hospitalized on oxygen because his oxygen levels were like 80. And she's like, I don't understand what happened. We were taking ivermectin. And I'm like, you dumb shit. You dumb, dumb, dumb shit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, okay, that didn't...
Should have had your socks instead.
Should have had my socks. Should have had my socks.
So thank you for that sensory delight to experience and enjoy to fix my COVID. Here's where we left yes. off in this goddamn
I'm aware. We're still here. We're
all
still
right.
here.
Let me scroll up. Okay.
See, now right here? Don't move right. it. Don't move it. For touch, there is the feeling of the skin of the feet and the different textures of the tops, soles, and heels. Especially on the soles, heels, and ball of the feet, the skin can offer softer and rougher areas to explore. The curves of the toes, the feeling of the toenails and their edges. Mm. Sometimes Ramon gets really, like, into my hands.
Yeah. Yeah, she has really nice hands.
Like, sometimes, like, I'll put my hand on his cheek here, and he's like, oh, yeah. And I think it's just because my hands remind him of feet.
Hands and feet are very similar. I've said that before on the podcast. And I got no scientific proof. They just find them very similar.
I mean, sure.
It like, makes sense because they're the same.
Yeah,
like,
basically, if we walked on all fours,
right.
then my feet would be hands.
That's
and
right.
my hands would be feet.
This sounds like a poem.
Is it fucking who's that guy who wrote all those really bad children's poems?
Oh, where the sidewalk ends.
Yeah,
yeah, that guy.
I hate that shit.
Yeah,
I hated it when I was a kid. It's gross. My mom keeps trying to get the kids to read those books, and I fucking hate them. Like, they're all about boogers.
Yeah.
And like weird, like, oh, my head fell off. Dum de dum. I fucking hate that shit.
You got no time
Shel
for nonsense.
Silverstein.
Yeah,
Shel Silverstein.
All right.
Anyway.
Wow.
God.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. Okay. Feet are a work of art to observe both bare and in various adornments. Goddamn bare feet. Speaking of poetic, Jesus. Including shoes, socks, stockings, nylons, jewelry, etc. Toenails offer the canvas to be kept bare or painted in a wide variety of ways. One could do a whole podcast on this topic. Oh, wait, you guys already did that.
Boom.
As you rightly have pointed out many times, it is quite normal to see bare or partially exposed feet all around, especially in warmer weather at the pool or the beach. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
We went to the beach last week.
Yeah.
And Ramon was super pissed at me afterward because it was like 75 degrees. So it wasn't like I was going to like strip down and, you know, lie on the beach. But I kept my shoes and socks on the entire time.
The entire fucking trip. What a waste.
I was like, okay, listen, there was zero opportunity for me to just lie in the sand and relax. I was chasing after, you know, various children trying to keep everyone from drowning and eating sand.
Yeah, the trip was not about us.
It was not about us.
That's okay.
But Ramon did say that I looked like a Victorian woman staring out at the sea.
It was very accurate.
I do appreciate that. But yeah. Someday
have
I'll
a, get have my, a beach shoot.
Someday I'll get my toes in the sand.
Yeah.
You can even see people taking off their shoes and socks. I love seeing that just happen naturally.
Yeah.
The smells of feet, my personal favorite, very significantly. Did I say favorite?
Yeah, you said favorite. Did you savor it?
Savor it, I think, is the name of the crackers that they sell at Aldi.
Delightful.
Anyway. vary significantly from person to person and depend on what they have been doing and wearing. One can enjoy different ways the aroma transfers to their socks, stockings, and shoes as well. In the same manner as the scent of feet, the taste of a foot is varied and exquisite.
Exquisite.
Ew. The sounds that can arise from shoe play, the popping of a flip-flop, for example, are fun to enjoy. The sounds of bare feet softly slapping as they pad across different types of floors. Softly slapping.
Softly slapping. You give me that slap and I'll slap you back.
Slapping him. No other body part offers such a smorgasbord for the senses.
Oh, yeah. Nailing that alliteration.
A veritable smorgasbord.
Orgasbord.
You can interact with your friend's feet in ways you would never dream of doing with other parts of their body, in addition to being able to see them bare frequently. This is extremely true. You can see, like, if you're into feet, you get to see, like, your female friend's feet, like, probably fairly regularly.
Fairly regularly.
And you never get to see the titties.
Yep.
If you're just real into titties, you don't get to see that shit. But you get to see bare feet all the damn time.
Correct.
Especially while on vacation together. I've been able to appropriately, lovingly touch my dear friend's feet as one would their hands, for example. My wife is supportive of me massaging some of our close friends' feet, and I have enjoyed many wonderful experiences pampering their feet. More on that subject at a later time, perhaps. Sometimes you even get to smell their feet, like when they kick off their shoes nearby or put their feet up next to you, whether propped up bare on a hot summer day or next to you by the couch when you are hanging out. And your guy friends can do the same with your partner's feet. I love it when our male friends interact with my wife's feet, touching them playfully or complimenting her on her toenails or shoes, for example.
I would also love that.
Foot cuck. A few have even massaged my wife's feet, and I wish that would happen more frequently.
I also would love to see that.
Who would you want to massage my feet?
I don't know. I mean, I'd want Jermaine to do it, but then that's kind of a loaded person to do it. Because he already knows about my fetish.
Yeah.
And like, it would turn into a clip anyway.
Which of our friends would you like to massage my feet?
Oh, shit. I don't know. I didn't think this through.
Who do you want to be cucked by most, Ramon?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. Nobody, I suppose. I don't know. I have to think about that.
Wow.
I don't know.
You haven't
thought
about it?
Actually, I can't say their name. Like,
just whisper.
Fucking Dave. I don't know. I don't know a Dave.
I don't know anybody named Dave.
But it's Dave.
It is Dave, though.
Yeah.
We love you, Dave.
Yeah.
You
know who I'm talking about. You know who I'm talking about. I don't know. Fuck off, then.
Whisper it. Whisper
I'm
it
not whispering it.
Spell it. Our listeners can't read.
D-A-V-E.
Anyway.
He's just a little guy. Anyway. Continue.
Anyway.
You're stupid. Anywho. I
don't know who you mean.
I don't know.
We don't know anyone named Dave. He's using a code that
I don't
understand.
Anyway.
I'm not friends with anyone.
You're bothered by this.
I'm not friends with any little people.
Hang on.
Unfortunately.
Hang on. It's going to be a quick pause.
What?
Ah, there you go.
I bet you he listens.
Yeah,
I bet
I
you he
her.
Listens to this podcast.
I'm certain he does.
Hey, Dave.
He follows you on,
Hey, what's up?
I don't want to give anything away.
Anyway, going on.
Yeah.
Bare feet goes on to say, Ramon's a foot cock.
They didn't say that.
We're all thinking it.
I mean, it's true.
We have an artist friend. They can always get away with so much more, that took some pictures of my wife's and another female friend's feet. They were in his studio, and he was taking pictures of them in general, as they were barefoot in the summertime, he did some focusing on their feet. I've never gotten the sense that he is into feet, although his wife has very nice feet. And I wasn't there for this experience, unfortunately, but I love thinking about my wife's bare feet being included in his portfolio for him to enjoy whenever he would like. You gotta ask for pictures. You gotta ask for copies of those pictures,
right?
Dude.
Like, what the fuck?
Like, fucking artistic photos taken of your feet,
right?
My wife has now noticed when guys check out her feet, which she never did before being with me. I love hearing her tell me when she returns from the store or wherever that a guy has checked out her feet or complimented her toes. I've never noticed that, like, ever.
You're not often barefoot.
No. I don't know.
Guys used to, you know, when you worked at the grocery store, they would hit on you, which is pretty
good. Yeah, great. Yeah, that was annoying. But not my feet, because you had to wear closed-toe shoes.
Right, so.
It was a grocery store.
And yeah, you haven't worn, like, any open-toed shoes in a while. But
no, I don't.
I want to get you the sandals you used to have years ago that were my favorite.
Which ones?
That smelled great. They were the ones before.
Oh, the flip-flops?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Sanuk flip-flops. Those were super
not
nice.
Not the yoga ones, the ones before that.
No, I know. The yoga ones aren't flip-flops,
your feet
look
so
dipshit.
Great in those.
They did.
And they held your stink so well.
Yeah, but then you used them for, like, walking in, like, changing cat litter or something.
Something like that.
And now they stunk like your feet.
Oh, I'm sad. I got to find those
for you. I'll get new ones.
Good. You better.
Whatever.
You won't wear them.
But, Ramon found me this really awesome pair of boots recently at a Goodwill. They're Bear Paw brand boots, and they have this, like, they're made of suede, and they have this, like, this sheepskin, this, like, sheep fur on the inside, and they're the coziest goddamn things in the entire world, and they're exactly my style, and they're exactly my size.
Size 10.
And I don't think that they had even been worn. They were so, so brand new. It was like someone got them, tried them on, didn't like them, and then gave them to Goodwill. And it was, like, it was the best find. I was so happy, and I've worn them constantly since then, and they're so comfy and they're so warm and cozy, and they're my favorites.
They're very good.
And that's my story. And also, they were crazy cheap, and I went and looked on them online, and they're like $90 maybe for brand new, and Ramon got them for like $15, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I'll take
it.
So that's my thrifty find. Also, yesterday at the Goodwill, I bought a candle holder.
This is not an invitation to talk about your shit from Goodwill, you know.
It was from the Northern York County Historical Appreciation Society or something. Also known as NYCHAPS, because it says on the bottom, it says NYCHAPS. It's like a little candle holder, like Ebenezer Scrooge would carry when he's like walking around his house at night, you know, like a little candle holder. It's got a little loop on it. It's made of, I think it's handmade pottery.
I'm no longer going to try to switch gears. I'm just going to stare at you.
Thank you.
Until you stop going off topic.
Anyway, so Bare Feet continues about his wife. She is now playful with them when she becomes aware that a man is frequently glancing at her feet with shoe play or, under the right circumstance, kicking off her shoes to completely show off her bare or stockinged feet. Sometimes she wears sheer nylons under boots in the winter when we go to bars, for example, to watch sports. Ew. And I love it when she complains they are hurting her feet. They are not. And makes a show of taking them off. We both enjoy seeing the reactions, which are not frequent but exciting when they do occur. Much more difficult to flash a breast. Although a topless/nude beach or pool offers you that opportunity, having these experiences in otherwise normal settings is rather exciting.
Rather.
Would that do it for you? If I just like kicked off my shoes in the middle of a...
Yes.
Gross.
We don't often go out to bars to watch sports.
No. I would never go to a bar to watch. I used to go to this bar when I lived in Canada and watch UFC fights.
All right.
I was a very different person before I met you.
You really were. Well, you're an introvert. I don't even know how you like... You just like the bars. You like drinking.
I like drinking. Yeah. And I honestly, like, I'm not an introvert when I drink.
Right.
Like, that very much changes my whole personality. Also, before I had kids, like, I wanted to go out and see people, but now I'm just surrounded by people that I made all day long, and I want to be left alone. Anyway, this all gives me an idea for an episode topic, friends and feet. I feel like we've done that a lot.
It's possible.
But he did send this months ago, so yeah, it's possible he sent it and then we did it and then.
It's possible.
He says, your listeners could write in with their favorite foot experience regarding their friends, stories about their friends, interacting with their wife's feet, and people could offer advice based on their experiences, etc.
Yep.
love bare feet. P.S. In the episode, you also referenced dashboard feet, another favorite of mine. This reminded me of a story from college when I was on a long road trip many years ago. Really, the primary entertainment option I had was checking out bare or stockinged feet propped up on the dash and occasionally out the car window. I loved keeping just behind the object of my affection in the group of cars on the highway to take in the view. I noticed what appeared to be a blonde mother driving with her college-age daughter in the passenger seat. The daughter had pretty bare feet propped up on the dash, and I became a bit obsessed with keeping them in view. My admiration was definitely noticed. As we parted ways at a toll booth, both mom and daughter stuck one bare foot out of their windows to wave me goodbye. Such a sweet memory. That didn't happen. There's no way that happened. Shut up. That did not happen. Also,
yeah,
Ramon is currently obsessed with this commercial. Speaking of feet on the dashboard,
there's this
commercial. What's it for?
It's for Credit Karma.
Credit Karma.
I think where it's on this, Hulu. Like,
this, yeah, it's on Hulu. We've been seeing it a lot. This woman is like, she has, I don't know, crashed her car or her car has broken
down.
The car has
broken down, yeah.
And she's got like sunglasses on and she's just relaxing. And there's a kid in the backseat like, how can you be so relaxed? And the mom's like, I've already gotten approved on Credit Karma. And Ramon's like, I can't figure out. I'm really into this woman. I'm like so into her. And I'm like, it's because you're picturing her. She doesn't. Her feet are not in view. You cannot see this woman's feet. And I'm like, the reason you're into her is because you're imagining that she has her feet up on the dashboard. Because
she should.
Picturing that. Because she's acting like she would. She seems like the type who would, in, you know, if this were, you know, a longer commercial, they would pan out and that would be the case to just show how relaxed she is in the situation. And I'm like, that's what you're into about this woman. And now every time this commercial comes on, he's like so, so into this woman. He's like searched to try and find out who the actress is. I don't think that he's been able to. Also, I do want to point out that riding in a car with your feet up on the dashboard is insanely unsafe. I'm not saying that nobody should do it. Go ahead, whatever. I know you guys are into it. But, like, if you get into a car accident, it basically fucking snaps your legs off at the hip joint. It is a fucking nightmare. Like, it is so, so dangerous because the what's that big balloon? The airbag pops out.
The big balloon.
The airbag pops out and the rest of you flies forward to the extent that it does with your with your seatbelt, assuming you're wearing your seatbelt, which you should be. And basically it just like folds you in half and it like your legs are destroyed. I saw it happen one time on an episode of Grey's Anatomy. This woman was in labor and she had her legs up because she was in labor and they were driving her to the hospital and they got into an accident like right there in the hospital parking lot and it fucking like broke her legs. It like completely took her hips out of joint. And I know that that's just TV, but I also believe that that's a thing that happens in real life. Also.
That was Belle.
Also. I'm sorry I didn't get back to you, Mark, about what was going on in Grey's Anatomy and Station 19, but at the time I was not caught up and I'm still not caught up with Grey's Anatomy. I was unimpressed by the season opener this year. I didn't know who the fuck that guy was. They were like, oh my God, can you believe it? This guy's back. And I'm like, who the fuck is this guy? He was on one episode 6 seasons ago. I'm supposed to remember this guy?
Apparently.
But I didn't. But I will say, the scene with, what's her name, Herrera, where she was where she was trying to fuck that other fire captain. I was so into that. I was so into it because I hate Sullivan. He's a fucking nightmare human being. I like him, but he's a horrible husband and he's a total dick to her. And I
dick.
Like Herrera just like totally just like having revenge sex with this other guy, with his replacement. It made me really happy.
I'm staring at you.
I don't care. I don't care what you have to say. Ramon so, has more shit for me to read. What do you want?
There's one more piece of...
How dare you interrupt my Grey's Anatomy podcast to talk about feet?
Feedback.
Oh, yeah? What's
Oops.
That?
And I've closed it.
Ramon, here we you're go. So stupid.
So, here's from our buddy, Sean.
Okay, Sean.
Who wrote to you a while back on Instagram. You told me about it, then saved it, but then never did anything with it.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
here we
yeah,
go.
Yeah, yeah, I did. Yeah, this was a while ago. Okay, so, Sean says... Hey, Belle and Ramon, found your podcast a couple of weeks ago, and I'm hooked.
Good.
I'm currently working as a delivery driver, so I've been blitzing through your episodes. I'm almost up to date now.
Awesome.
I've got, wonder what kind of a delivery driver. What kind of a delivery driver are you, Sean?
Yeah.
I'm going to. I got a question that's more for Ramon. You're quite open about the fact that you're into the smell of feet.
Correct.
I know you say you're not into super fucking rank putrid stink, but I think you like it reasonably strong. I would say my favorite is kind of recently washed, then in shoes or trainers. Oh, so he is British. With no socks for a couple of hours kind of vibe.
Yes.
So reasonably clean, but a fresher version of a natural odor. Then there's the feel of that fresh, soft, gently starting to smell natural. Yeah, I'll shut up. Anyway, my question is, after suffering a bout of the vids around 2 weeks ago.
Bout of the vids?
He got COVID.
Oh, right, right.
Vids.
Right.
The vid.
The vids.
After testing negative again and being allowed back to work, my sense of smell has gone.
Oh.
How would you cope with that scenario, bruv? So British.
Yeah, very British.
I'm sorry, English? Didn't we get... We got admonished once for saying
know.
British.
God damn it. Are you Welsh? I don't fucking know.
You're British.
It's
Rule Britannia.
I don't know, man. Anyway.
Continue.
I've been really enjoying the podcast. Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Ha ha. Okay. I don't know if this is kink shame worthy, but I was thinking about how to describe the foot smell that I really like. That almost clean, just natural odor. I know exactly what smells just like it, and I bought some today, in fact. I did not think it'd be something you'd be familiar with in the States. I'm in the UK. Yeah, I know. I can tell.
Yeah.
I can tell. You type like a...
Like a chav.
Like a... No, no, you don't even know what a chav is.
I barely know what a chav is. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Jesus, that's not a good thing.
He's a wanker.
I mean, probably. I mean,
we all are, aren't we?
Aren't we?
Bob's your uncle.
What? Oh, my God. Are you British?
I'm going to go
are
up
you
the apples
British
and pears.
Or are you English? What's the... I don't know.
Catsup?
He says...
Ketchup. Ketchup. Ketchup.
He says, but I think you can get it there. It's Mini Baby Bell. Yeah, we can get those here. Those little cheeses. They're super fun. Which is even more cool because of the name association. Ha 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 ha. Yeah. It's the Baby Bell light smell that's closest to the foot smell that I absolutely adore.
Hmm.
I do remember as a young lad always loving a Baby Bell and always enjoying the smell of it before I ate it. I will say it wasn't until my early 20s that the foot association was made, so I've probably attached an association with the first feet I got to play with to the smell of something I loved as a kid. I don't know, but yeah.
Well, foot smell is cheese smell. Like, as far as chemically, they're the same. I read that when we were doing the smelly feet episode. I think I may have said it, but I'll say it again because it's relevant. Do you have anything else to say?
No, that's it.
So back to his question to me. I can live, like, listen, the smell is really gets me going, but there's other things that get me going too, like the action of it, the domination of it. There's more than just the smell. It's a certainly important aspect, but, I always want the smell, but if God forbid I ever lost my sense of smell, feet would still get me going. So I don't know how I would cope with it.
I mean,
you don't really have a choice.
The other...
What are you... Oh, you're looking at his Instagram, aren't you?
I'm looking at his Instagram. I'm looking at this... This vampire convention. I'm just like, what the fuck am I seeing here? I like your Instagram, Sean. I like it. What were you banned from Facebook for?
Oh.
Tell me what you were banned from Facebook for. Sean's
she wants
cute.
To know. Oh, my God.
What? Do you want to be cucked by Sean?
I mean, if it takes us to Britain, sure.
Damn, he's got some cool guitars.
Oh, yeah, he's your type.
Yeah, right? He looks like a beardless British version of you. And look, he's got a cool guitar. He's got multiple cool guitars.
Yeah. Hey, why don't you bring us on over? We'll get Belle rub her feet on your face for getting us over to bonny old England.
I don't think
that's a thing people
they
say,
call
right?
it that?
Yeah, it's, yeah, yeah. It's oh shit, you're right.
Merry old England.
Right, it's
Mary. Dipshit. Jesus
Mary,
Christ.
Bonnie.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed.
Doreen, it's all good.
You're not allowed. No one's
kicking me out of the door. Well, anything to report? Just going to keep staring at Sean.
I don't know.
The fuck are you doing?
I don't know. I'm looking at Sean's Instagram.
Yeah. What do you have to report? This is a.
He's got this Lego set of the January 6th, the quote unquote insurrection. Look at this.
Oh. That's funny.
I love it when people who aren't even American are like have like really strong opinions about American politics. I think it's really funny.
Yeah.
Because Americans know nothing about any other type of politics.
Oh no, no, no way. We wouldn't know shit about other countries' politics. It's a little embarrassing.
Okay. I'm gonna stop looking at Sean's Instagram, but Sean's Instagram is really funny.
She will be messaging you, Sean, I'm sure.
Anyway,
Yeah. So we're back, y'all.
That's it. I forget what was the content of. Oh, right. Cheese.
The Baby Bell Light specifically.
I have eaten a lot of Baby Bell. I'm sorry, I got really distracted by Sean's Instagram. I have eaten a lot of Baby Bell in my day because the little wax thingies are really fun to take off, and I like cheese. But I never made the foot association. I would never think that they smell like feet. But then again, until we started listening to feedback and hearing from you guys, I never thought about the fact that feet smelled quote-unquote cheesy or quote-unquote vinegary. But I definitely do. I definitely get
you
it now.
You do now. Yeah. The fuck? Quit playing. I thought that was a spray. I had this little thing.
Ramon bought like a fucking taser.
It's not a taser. It's, what are they called? They're little arc light lighters. And they create a little spark of electricity that you can use
tiny spark of electricity.
To light
candles.
Maybe it
can fucking light up this marriage.
Light up my life.
Spark up our marriage.
I'll spark you real good. I'm going to get you.
Oh, my God.
I'll burn you.
I keep kind of wanting to poke myself with it.
I use it to melt threads.
I keep wanting to poke myself with it.
Because you have a problem.
I wonder how much it would hurt.
I imagine enough that it would be unpleasant. It's like burning yourself with a lighter.
I burned myself on hot glue the other day. It was miserable.
Yeah, you're real dumb.
It sucked.
Ew.
Anyway.
You should put glue on it.
No.
Make it feel better.
I did. That's how I burned myself.
Good. So.
So.
To cap off.
So
I mean,
what?
This
so
is
what?
The Halloween episode.
To cap off.
I'm trying to think of any horrific stories involving feet.
What's the scariest thing that could happen to you with feet?
In what context?
I don't know.
If
it was like a saw situation.
Well.
Not that you would have to saw off your own foot, but could you? Do you think you could saw off your own foot?
No.
No?
I'm a big puss.
No, but like remember Carrie Elwes. First of all, I'm going to die on the hill that I think Saw is an incredible movie.
It is a great movie.
The first one?
Yeah, the first one's great.
Fucking amazing.
Yeah, sure.
The end of that movie blew my absolute mind the first time I saw it. So remember, spoiler alert for this 20-year-old movie.
Drop my phone.
His wife and child have been kidnapped.
Right.
And he's been told that they're going to be killed if he doesn't cut off his own foot and escape.
Yeah.
Like, you don't think that you could cut off your own foot if my life was at stake and
the life
of our kids?
If I'm already in that situation, it's obviously a mind game. Like,
but it wasn't.
But he didn't get out, if I recall.
He did.
Oh, did he?
Spoiler alert for a 20-year-old movie. Yeah.
But I don't think
he cut off his own foot. I believe that they're planning on or have already made a post sequel wherein he's in it. Like, my understanding is that he survived. The other guy did not survive because, remember, spoiler alert for a 20-year-old movie, the fucking corpse in the middle of the room stands up and it's the guy.
Yeah.
And then I literally just got chills. Because that movie was so good.
Yeah.
But, like, that guy died. Like, the little guy. The little wiener guy.
Wiener guy.
The guy who was, like, a delivery driver or something. He was, I don't know. He was something. But he was, that guy died because he did not cut off his own foot. But Carrie Elwes sawed off his own foot. I could saw off my own foot if it was, like, a matter of, like, oh, my kid has been kidnapped. And
I don't know that I could physically go through with it.
Well, you wouldn't know until you're. I mean, you can do anything if you've got the fucking adrenaline. Like, what's his face? Cut off his own arm. The 127 hours guy. He cut off his
own
arm.
That's awful, too. I don't want to think about it. This is not a pleasant foot fetish discussion for me. I don't.
Okay.
I don't like it. I'm thinking of horrific, like, involving a foot fetish. So.
So, like, what
like
if.
What's the worst thing that could happen?
I think you and I are coming from two. Like, what
I'm
if
not
I,
really sure either.
What if I suffocated you to death with my feet?
So, there is a horror movie where that happens.
Oh, yeah?
Well, not really. So, I've talked about this before.
Hey, Ramon, remember that soda I gave you earlier? I'm
going
to need that back.
I didn't want it anyway.
Thanks.
So, it was the ABCs of death.
which that movie came out.
Right, right.
They, you know, they did A through Z of different ways of people to
yeah,
die.
Yeah, it got really boring after a while.
Of course it did.
It was just like, I got tired of watching people die.
It's too long of a concept. But they made a second one, and they had a fan contest. Hey, for like the letter M, I think.
I think you've talked about this before. Yeah.
One of the letters. I don't recall. You're going to, good luck. I have trouble Googling this myself.
Well, you suck at Googling.
Google. Google you pretty well.
I just absolutely Googled abs.
They can't hear you. You put your mic down.
I got fat thumbs.
So, I forget. I think it's for M. I think M was the one, but I don't recall. Point is, they had a contest, and one you had to vote on which one you liked. Well, naturally, the fetish community found this one, and the guy cheated on his wife, I think, and then she disguises herself as a prostitute to lure him in, and she does, and then she like puts some like knockout something on him when he wakes up. She's got him like tied up underneath of a chair or next to a chair. Then she, I guess, breaks his neck with her feet, smothering it. It's very unclear. That's why it was voted on, but it didn't make it into the official movie. What is it?
It's not M.
How do you know?
Oh, because I'm looking at M.
It may be B. It's like Black Widow or something
B?
Like that.
Hold up. Because the Wikipedia entry has a whole.
You got to look up like.
Narcissistic wildlife documentary director.
You're not going to find it. It's tough.
C is for capital punishment. D is for that. Deloused.
You're not work. It's not going to work for you.
E is for equilibrium.
Well, she was wearing these fishnets. It's very hot. She like, puts her feet on his face. And, like,
ew, G is for granddad. Gross.
And like has his on a collar and a leash. It's really a hot scene. But that's, you know, I guess if you have to go out, being smothered by feet to death is not a horrible way to go out. But even like, I've thought about that. I've been face set to the point of, not to passing out, but where I couldn't breathe. And I'm like, hey, I need to breathe. And there's a moment in my brain where I go, would I want to go out this way? I mean, it's just a slight thing. It's not like, oh, do I have suicidal thoughts or anything? But it's right. A moment of, well, here's a moment where my brain's panicking because I can't breathe and I need to tap and breathe. And I'm not one of those people that's like, oh, that would be the perfect way to die kind of right. guy. Like, dying sucks no matter how you go out.
Right.
So, no, I do not want to be smothered to death by feet. Though I do like the moments where I tell you to get off me and you don't. At least for like a little bit.
Well, ultimately what it comes down to is you could get out if you had to.
Some of the moves. I always test it a little bit when we shoot clips of like when you're sitting on my head, like, can I get up? I could slide mm-hmm. my way out. But I don't know that there's physics where if someone's like on your head or face where you cannot get up, it's not possible. There's ways. I mean, you could turn, but someone can have you pinned down in such a way that you can't.
I mean, someone could, but generally, the average male is stronger than the average female.
Yeah.
Regardless of the situation.
Yeah.
Like, you could, if you needed to, I could never sit on you to actually suffocate you.
No.
That would never be possible. No. What does happen... Hi, this is Buzzkill Bell. What does happen is that men often will, like, strangle women... And then, this happens for my British, English, UK, I don't know, listeners. This has happened, I recall, like, recently over there is some guy strangled some woman and then was like, oh, yeah, well, we were just having sex and it went too far and she wanted it. So, like, whatever, I can't be convicted of murder. And he fucking wasn't. And this has happened, like, multiple times in recent years that these dudes just murder these women and they're like, oh, yeah, she wanted it. So it was consensual. So therefore, I didn't murder her. And that's kind of bullshit, yo.
It is.
Yeah.
It really is. Oh, what the hell was that? You think I'd save it somewhere.
I just went through all of the ABCs of
Death.
It's not part two.
Well, you're looking at the official winners. You didn't look at, like, the contestant entries.
Oh, well, yeah, of course I didn't.
No, of course I didn't. Well, fuck off. You're not finding it then. I told you it's hard to find. Because it's not a letter you'd think it would be.
It's not F for feet.
Right, yeah.
It's wow.
Because it's like, has something to do with a spider. It might be S. Who the hell knows? Spider Woman or something like that.
Do you guys ever watch that movie called VHS? It's a found footage horror anthology. And there's this one thing where this guy takes this girl home from a bar, I think, and then she like eats his face, her face splits open and she turns into a giant monster and she takes him up into the sky. It's really cool. But there's a there's like a space alien abduction part at the end of that one, which is the most terrifying thing in the fucking world to me. That's the scariest fucking alien abduction
I think maybe I've ever seen. It's so fucking terrifying. It's way scarier than like, oh no, there's a spooky little gray guy in your room and then he comes and takes you away. It's like fucking chaotic and loud and there's just, it's super scary. Anyway, that's also a really good movie. There's no feet in it, I don't think. Maybe. Oh, there's also, maybe, I don't remember if it's in that one or if it's in VHS 2, but there's one where this guy is wearing, he's like hiking or on his bike or something and he's wearing a GoPro. Like a camera on his helmet, and he gets turned into a zombie. He gets bit by a zombie and turned into a zombie, and the entire thing is from this camera on his head. So it's from the perspective of him zombie. Having been turned into a zombie.
That's brilliant.
It's really interesting.
I love that.
Ramon hates zombies. Yeah, because you got super burned out and like toward 2010 or something, you were like, oh, yeah. Zombies are so done.
Well, yeah,
so
but it's been a while.
Zombies.
Like,
zombies
I like,
are played out.
I still like Fresh Takes now. There was during that time it was played out, but now, you know, you can still bring them back. It's fine. It's cool. I ain't going to front. It's all right.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Ramon's not going to front, guys.
I'm not going to. I'm not into zombie feet, though, I'm sorry to say.
Really?
Well, they're dead. And they're more importantly,
they're going to be cold. You like cold feet.
They're decaying.
They're going to stink. They're going to stink.
They're going to stink not in a way you want.
Toes are going to fall off.
Ew, Jesus. I don't want this. Yeah, but hang on. Monster. Okay, so vampire feet would be cold.
They would be.
By definition because mm-hmm. they're dead.
Yep.
And they're still human.
Yeah.
So imagine they would be very cold. I'd be into that, especially you know you're talking like True Blood-ish.
Yeah.
Know, the sexy vampire. Yeah. I mean everybody's sort of into sexy vampires to a certain degree if you're like into horrific kind of things.
Yeah. Like if Nadja sat on your face.
Yeah, that'd be pretty great. She'd be pretty great.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially that last episode where she was showing some boobs.
Her boobs were all over the place in that last episode. I don't know. My boobs only get like that when I'm pregnant.
So yeah.
I don't know about her, but I don't know.
What other monsters are there, though? I may have bit off more than I could chew here.
One time we watched the beginning of this anime, which was like this dude with this monster harem and he got squeezed by this like Naga woman and Ramon was so uncomfortable with it.
It really made me uncomfortable. I don't know why.
It was really uncomfortable, so we never finished it. It also I don't think was very good.
It may not have been good.
But I mean, I don't know. I'm into like the dude monsters. I'm less into like the girl monsters.
We obviously talk about orcs. Even though they're not monsters, you know, they're more fantasy than horror, but
yeah. I mean, orcs have basically human feet, right?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They
don't have, like, talons.
Do they have large talons?
I mean, it depends.
No, they don't have talons.
You quote that movie so much.
I do. I'm going to keep it alive.
I don't know.
No, orcs. Any fetish thing, obviously, I've seen, orcs have human feet. Not human feet, but, you know.
I mean, well, yeah, because
they're just bigger.
Looking at fetish content.
They're just bigger. Although that guy also does, like, ogres, too, that have human style feet, and they're just bigger, and they have bigger globs of toe jam.
Oh,
it's really kind of gross.
I wound up in a weird, weird, weird place on the internet.
Oh, did you? Not the internet. Mm. That wholesome. Oh, that's guy orc
it's
feet.
Male orc feet.
I mean, that's there. It makes sense. People are into it.
Ooh.
What have you found?
This guy's a pretty sexy orc.
This is nice visualization. I'm not putting this on the podcast anymore. I'm too lazy. Stop
That's
talking
fine.
About things.
This guy just looks like the Incredible Hulk. That's cheating. Wait, is it the... Who's the...
Yeah. Yes. Stop. Don't hurt. Sit down before you fall down.
I always get confused by the green guy and then the wrestler because they're both called Hulk.
Yes, they are.
Okay.
And in fact, WWFE... had to license that from Marvel.
Right, like right.
Every game
Which
you see...
Which is
every...
kind of bullshit because the word Hulk exists outside of, like, comic books.
It does, but it was there's a story behind that.
It's like they also want to try and license, like Norse mythology. They also want to try and act like, oh, yeah, you can't call anything else Thor or Odin or, like no, you don't get to own that now, guys. Like
a little
that
fucked up, yeah.
Like... God damn it, I hate this shit.
But so demons, so you get into succubi, which already are sexy demons, that's sort of their point. So that's fun with feet.
Did you guys ever watch that show called what is it that Your Pretty Face is Going to Hell?
Oh yeah. God, that show's good.
I got
it was so good.
So into demons when we were watching that show.
Yeah.
Like I was so into the guy who plays Satan. But he's not actually Satan, spoiler alert. But right, yeah, I was like super into him. I'm like, okay, just give me goat legs. Give me goat legs. Oh, but you wouldn't be into that, would you?
No, I would not.
Because you're not into cloven hoofs?
I am not into cloven hoofs. Not much I can do with that.
No. Nope.
Except get hurt.
Black Phillip doesn't do it for you?
I mean, I love Black Phillip, but not sexually. What other monsters? So mummies, not, you know, your... So mummies in the traditional sense, oh, I'm all wrapped up and gross and a decaying body, but The Mummy, you know, the movie with Brendan Fraser and Rachel Weisz.
Okay.
And the girl in that played the mummy had very nice feet.
So I don't remember much about that movie. I think I only saw it once.
You should see it again. It's good.
No, I don't think I need to.
It's a very good movie. Yeah. Werewolves, I guess not, because I'm not into the first. I mean, at that point, you're a dog.
Paws, right?
Yeah. I guess pre-turning into a werewolf, but then I'm just into humans, so that's not really anything.
Yeah, that's kind of why I'm on the fence about becoming a werewolf in Skyrim.
Oh.
Because...
You're worried about your feet. I understand.
No,
I won't
just
be as attracted
like
to your character. That's a valid
they're
concern.
They're incredibly powerful.
Yeah.
But I just don't think they look cool. I think they look really dumb. It's like he took me into this cave, and he's like, oh, check it out. This is Ayla the Huntress, and she is also a werewolf. And I'm like, yeah, but she looks really stupid now. She looks really cool when she's a human, but she looks real dumb now. And I don't know. I don't like it.
I love witches and fetishes. Like, remember that game we found, Under the Witch's Feet?
Yeah.
Or Under the Witch. It's not Under the Witch. That happens in there, but it's called Under the Witch.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say that's Brielle 7, but I might be getting that confused with someone else. Let me see. Hang on. No, I don't. Wait. I'm going to find them, and I'm going to talk in this breathy tone.
I was looking at... I saw this really cool Tumblr post the other day about, like...
No, like, Numeric Gazer made Under the Witch. Sorry. Brielle 7 does a pretty fun foot fetish comic that you can look up to.
No one knows what you're talking about.
But they will if they look them up. Numeric Gazer makes Under the Witch and is making another Under the Witch.
All right.
So get on that. But yeah, witches, sexy witches and feet. I'm into that. I've made many clips about that.
I'm going to go on record because we didn't record it. Uh-oh. Well, we did technically.
What?
I just beefed. Like beefed hard.
God
so
damn it.
Somebody tell the guy who requested that.
Because they
listen?
Know.
Is he a listener?
No, but he could be.
He should be.
He should be.
Like just right now. Just right now. Sorry, Ramon. It's going to get bad in here.
Second. Hang on. Yeah, I can't smell anything.
Okay, good.
I'm sure
but
everyone loved
should
that.
Should we? Because we never did. We never addressed. Because I got too distracted.
I think I'm going to buzz you.
I got too distracted by my buddy Sean's super fun Instagram.
Yeah.
We never. Should we send him a pair of my socks and see if they can cure his inability to smell?
Wait, which guy? The guy in
wasn't
UK?
Wasn't that what he sent? Wasn't that the, I got distracted?
Yeah, it was him. But you know, that's a lot of shipping to send it over to the UK.
To England?
Merry old Bonnie
Britain?
England. Well, if he writes
Wales?
In and asks for it, oh, we're going to send it to him.
I watched Downton Abbey.
Yeah, you did.
I feel like I know
you
a lot about
the movie,
England, Britain. I haven't.
We need to watch that.
They're
making another
Maybe
one.
The movie will tell me the difference between England and Britain.
Britain.
And the UK.
Britain. All right. Side note on Britain.
Yeah, what?
The show Little Britain, I think it's... Episode 5 or something.
Yeah.
It's a sketch comedy show. It's got two actors who do it. That seems kind of a running thing in England to have two guys and they run a whole sketch comedy show.
Okay, sure.
But one of the gags is that a teacher married their student but then still teaches her like, treats her like a student.
Oh, yikes.
It's a fun premise.
Okay.
It's very funny. She's super barefoot in the first appearance of that sketch.
Okay.
And shows her soles the entire time to the camera. So look that one
All
up.
Right.
It's Little Britain.
All right. What's the name of the sketch?
Oh, I don't know the name of the sketch. That doesn't say. They don't do that.
But they do, because there's the one with the girl who's like a chav.
Yeah, but they don't... What's the name of that one?
I don't know.
Exactly. There's no name to the sketches.
Yeah, but she has a name. Ugh. That character has a name.
Yeah.
Which
has very nice feet. And I'm always slightly...
the Kelsey Grammar School.
It's really...
God, that show is so good.
I watched that when I was down here on COVID. It was great. Ugh. Again, it's not very long. There's not too many episodes of the original series.
That show is so good.
It was so well done.
Yeah, Ramon watched all of fucking Community.
I did watch all of Community.
Vicky Pollard, that's her name.
Yes.
The character, yeah.
The character,
Ramon yeah. watched all of Community, and I watched all of Mayor of Easttown, which should give you guys a really, really, if you're familiar with either or both of those, that should give you a really, really good indicator of our personality types. Because, like...
You have watched some Dirter Murders.
It was so good.
I'm glad you
liked it. So good.
Community was okay.
Ugh. Well, see, you watched something that was just okay. You spent fucking 47 hours watching just okay.
I
spent 9 hours watching something that was fucking amazing.
Well, there's such a huge fandom around Community. I'm like, what's the hype? Because I like Dan Harmon's
stuff.
I like his podcast.
It's not that good.
It's okay. That's all it ever is.
It's fine. I mean,
it's like a not as good version of, you know, the Scrubs comedy.
Well,
is what it feels like.
Honestly,
to me.
That doesn't seem worth the time to me. But whatever.
It wasn't. But I was down here with COVID, sewing leather. So I'm like, well, I have a TV right here. Let me watch a series and just keep pushing through.
Ramon sewed a giant human-sized leather turtle shell.
You're gonna give away who I am?
No, I'm not.
Because everyone knows.
Nobody's gonna know who that is.
No, not at all. I made a giant turtle shell.
He made a giant human-sized turtle shell. It looks like the kind from like the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies from like the early 90s, you know those ones? And at one point he was taking it somewhere with him. I'm not going to give away where you were going. He was taking it somewhere with him, and he had it on his back because how else are you going to carry it? It's got straps so that he can wear it. And he's got it on his back, and I'm like giving him a hug goodbye. And
oh,
the hug
no.
lasted for like a beat longer, and he's like, it's the turtle shell, isn't it? Maybe.
I'm gonna fuck her in the shell. It's gonna have to happen.
It's gonna. Oh my god. Oh my god. What about?
I'll see you later.
What about Ninja Turtle feet? They only have two toes.
I'm not into turtle feet.
No.
Unfortunately, there's not much you could do with it. You know.
Two toes, but they're really big.
Why
toes.
Do you keep? I don't. The number of toes does not appeal to me. You're really pushing that. Two toes. You know, there's less toes, less work. I don't. What?
I feel like okay.
What's your thought process behind two toes?
I don't have a thought. I don't think that the idea of the two toes should be appealing to you. I'm just describing to you the fact that they do have two toes.
Is there a monster that I've forgotten that you're like, well, that's sexy?
So you're not into zombie feet?
Not. I mean, no. I mean,
Like mermaids, obviously.
Well, there's a problem there.
Yeah, there's a big problem.
There's a fairly big problem, I'd say.
Unless you're the opposite mermaid.
Which would also be horrible. I'm making a fish face.
Gross. I can't tell because you have a beard.
Yeah. You have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel. I think it's all the classic
That's
monsters.
All the monsters there are. Ramona's
named
All
the monsters
monster.
There are, at least in the big horror tropes.
No, we're talking like witches. We did vampires.
You want to talk about like... Jamie Lee Curtis's feet because she's in Halloween. You made a joke last night about that.
Oh, yeah. And like Drew Barrymore's feet because she's in Scream.
Yeah.
And,
I mean, that's kind of tangential.
We talk about Sherry Moon Zombie's feet. I bet she's...
They don't show her feet. It's hard to find her feet.
That's surprising.
Right?
Because she feels like the sort of character in those movies that should be like...
Barefoot all the time.
Yeah.
But... I'm having a hell of a time
barefoot,
finding her.
And she's always ready to go.
And she's gorgeous. I love her.
Oh, I know. She's so pretty. I'm really excited about his...
The Munsters.
The Munsters.
Yeah, it's going to be
I think
great.
That's going to be
He's
really
doing
good.
A remake of the Munsters, and it looks rad.
We're talking Rob Zombie.
Rob Zombie.
Rob
yeah.
Zombie. Who's, we're talking about like the House of a Thousand Corpses and Devil's Rejects.
Yeah. Right. Sorry.
Because we just went into that with
we
zero
do,
context.
Yeah,
because
sometimes,
that's,
as you guys know, because you listen to this podcast... We'll go on
We're just having
not...
a conversation. Ramon knows what I'm talking about. Yeah. I forget that you guys maybe don't know every movie that I've seen. So
there's only five, so.
Wow. Wow.
Six. My bad. So I swear to God, there's some monster horrific category I'm forgetting about and I can't think about
Hold
it.
Hold the phone.
Hold the phone? So you're holding the phone. Well, I'm trying to think. I'm trying to move beyond the universal monsters. There's something else. There's demons. There's, you know, possessed ghosts, I guess. I mean, ghosts are just they're incorporeal. So even if they, you know, you're talking a traditional ghost, you're not going to get much out of it.
No.
Like, I'm going to put my feet on you, but they can't because they go through you.
What about It? The monster from It. He probably had pretty big feet because clown shoes.
What is wrong with you? Why is it? What?
I don't know.
Well, first off, he's a giant spider. you know, spoiler.
He takes all sorts of shapes. Yeah, he's a shapeshifter. He could be whatever. He could be whatever.
There's something. Like, listen.
How would he lure you? What shape would the it take to lure you?
To lure
just
me?
Just a giant foot?
I guess.
To, like, pull you down into the sewers?
I don't want a giant foot. I want a foot attached to someone. I don't want just a big old foot. I would just buy a foot online if I wanted that, you know?
Like one of those feet with, like, a pussy in the heel?
I do not understand that.
Those are so gross.
It's weird.
We watched the new It movies recently.
Yeah.
I was extremely impressed.
Yeah, they're very good.
I was not expecting that to be as good as
the young actors in that were very, very good.
Like, yeah. Overall, they were really good.
Yeah. They did a great job.
Yeah. What would you fuck Pyramid Head?
No.
Spoiler alert, I would.
You just led me down that road, didn't you?
It wasn't really a spoiler.
Son of a bitch, you did
anyone
it.
Anyone could have seen that coming. Any one of our listeners would have been like, oh, this chick's going to fuck Pyramid Head.
Ugh. God damn it.
I'm looking at
I guess
lists.
If we're going to talk about horror, we got to talk about, because we missed this because we weren't making podcasts.
What did we miss?
That lady Dhirmisu from the new Silent Hill movies. Not movies, a game. No, Resident Evil, the new Resident Evil game.
Oh, the super. We talked about this.
Oh, did we?
Yeah, we had a whole discussion.
Oh, yeah, the last episode.
Because we watched that video where the guy simulated her standing on someone's head, like how many pounds of pressure it would take.
Yeah,
we had a whole fucking episode about it.
God damn it, we're bad at this.
What about gargoyle feet?
We talked about that.
They got talons.
A lot. I'm not discussing gargoyles again with you.
All right, what? Oh my God! Did you got that text I sent
yes,
you
the
right
game.
From
I'm
Target
surprised you
of the
didn't
board
buy
game?
It
was $30. I'm not spending $30 on a board game that I'm probably not ever going to play. Yeah. I had a Gargoyles board game once in the late '90s that I bought
the VHS
had,
game.
Yeah, it had like a VHS tape that went with it, and you had to build up this whole tower. I remember trying to play it once. You know, anything that involves a VHS tape that you have to pause and restart, it's not going to be good.
No, untrue.
It was not a good game.
The Nightmare game was great, and the Clue VHS game was great too. I think.
I really, really doubt that. What about the Jersey Devil? You into the Jersey Devil's fucking feet? Would you fuck a Minotaur?
Hooves. We've talked about this. Now, unless they're a Minotaur or a Minotaur that I guess has human feet, but even then, probably not.
Would you fuck the Babadook? Would you fuck Baba Yaga? Baba Yaga's house has chicken feet, but Baba Yaga herself does not.
Your thoughts?
Oh my God! Dude!
What?
Bigfoot!
Oh, Sasquatch.
We're forgetting the most obvious cryptid. Would you fuck Bigfoot?
Nice use of the cryptid.
Would you fuck Bigfoot?
No.
No?
There's a...
You what need if a, it was like a really hot
You
lady
need to watch
Bigfoot.
Venture Brothers, because there's a whole subplot early on about a Bigfoot that's involving not too far off from what you're talking about. And we really need... I think we need to watch that next. I really do. If we need a show to watch, because it's so worth it. But anyway, that's my Bigfoot tangent.
I'm looking at this weird. I'm looking at this weird list of scary monsters.
Yeah.
And I've come across a creature called the Cornish Owl Man.
Yeah.
It is a 4 or 5 foot tall owl-like humanoid. It is rarely sighted, but reports tell of large glowing eyes and huge wings. And it's located in Monon, Cornwall.
Bell.
Sean, I'm going to need you to get on this.
Bell.
Sean.
Bell.
Sean, you're in England, UK, Britain, I don't know, near Cornwall, somewhere. It's a pretty small island.
It's not that small.
I need to go and investigate this owl man.
Bell.
Put the guitar down. You can't smell feet. You got nothing else to do.
Bell.
Go and investigate this owl man.
Bell.
What? Belt. What?
Bell.
What?
Would you fuck the owl man?
He's 4 to 5 foot tall. I'm kind of into that.
Have we talked about little? We must have talked about little people on this.
I feel
like we have.
I feel like we probably have. It feels disrespectful to talk about little people while I'm sitting here like, ooh.
Yeah, monsters.
Would you
and
fuck
things.
A gremlin?
Yeah, that feels
shitty.
Would
you fuck a Bigfoot? Would you? Yeah.
All right, we'll save that for another discussion because I don't want to marry those two together.
All right,
that
if
feels
you had
to, me.
If you had to fuck one, Kraken or Krampus?
Krampus, how the
I guess,
fuck
right?
am I gonna fuck the Kraken?
it's
a giant octopus.
It's got tentacles. There's no.
What's
feet
it gonna
even...
do to me? How am I? What am I gonna do to it? There's no physical way I could fuck the Kraken. What is wrong with you? Why would you pick those two?
I don't know, because they're right next to each other on the list.
God damn it!
They're right next to each other on the list. I think it's going alphabetically.
Kraken doesn't even have feet.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying.
I need feet.
You would definitely. So you would choose the Krampus. Is what you're saying?
I guess.
All right. All right, Ramon's going on record. He wants to fuck a Krampus.
Well, you're Krampusing my good time, so... Oh, man. I got to pee so
bad. We'll save that for the Christmas episode.
The Christmas episode!
We talk about Ramon wanting to fuck a Krampus. Was it everything you hoped it would be, guys? You waited months for a new fucking episode, and
this is what you got.
And then it just devolves into this. Oh, God. What are we doing with our lives?
I don't know.
I can't believe it. I can't believe you fucking...
Awful. All right, we're gonna go.
Are we?
You want to stick around?
I don't know.
I got to pee. I can pause it. Hang on, I'll pause it and pee. Hang on, I'll be back, everybody. We never have put a break in here, so this is a break at hour 42. I guess the break's coming earlier.
It's an hour and 42 minutes.
So yeah, far.
Let's take a fucking break. Take a fucking break, and then we'll come back for 5 minutes, and I'll ask you if you want to... fuck a sphinx, and then we'll call it a day.
Spoiler, it's yes. The answer's still yes. No, I would. How would you fuck a sphinx?
They're enormous.
They're half lion. They're actually three quarters lion, if you want to get technical.
Yeah.
Because it's the head that's different.
Yeah. Pause, though. That would
we
be
already
a problem.
Paused.
Yeah. That would be a difficult thing.
Do you have additional soda?
Yeah, I did. I went and got another one.
Jesus,
so centaur, a lot has happened, guys. I cleaned the bathroom.
Not a centaur. Hooves. Like
no, I know. Centaurs.
Are you just reading through a list of... God damn it.
What about...
Pixies, Nixies? What are we...
Chupacabras? That's,
no.
I assume that's a no. Let me see.
It's still going, huh?
Yeah. Yeah. Wraith? A wraith? A wyvern?
No.
A wyvern?
You're asking if I'd fuck a sort of dragon?
Okay, if you had to choose between a griffin and a hippogriff, which would you fuck?
A griffin or a hippogriff?
A bugbear?
No.
No?
No.
No? No dice?
This is getting very... Do we have a bestiality episode?
Here's the owl man again. It keeps coming up.
Hey, Belle. Belle.
What?
Belle.
What?
Would you fuck the Mothman?
I was going to ask you. I think the Owlman and the Mothman might be cousins.
Did you ever see those movies, The Mothman Prophecies?
No, I didn't.
It's enjoyable. The one friend who you sort of know, who you'll immediately know who it is because they were vegan for dinners only or something. Remember that?
Oh, that guy.
Yeah. So he's way into that movie. Way into that movie. And I watched him like, it's all right. But he's like way the fuck into that movie. It's bizarre. Like it's the greatest movie ever made kind of. Into it. And it's like, well, it's a good movie, but it's not a great movie. Yeah.
So we're talking about Owlman, and I'm reminded of this. Do you remember this video?
Oh, yeah.
This video that I showed. This is from fucking forever ago. This was uploaded to YouTube 7 years ago.
It's the guy with the monster with the sunken eyes,
yeah,
that sneaks up on someone.
There's this abandoned hospital, and this dude, like, I guess there's people, like, spelunking in this. It's clearly fucking fake. But if you search Lord of Tears Owlman, there's this video of these people in this hospital, and this guy in this creepy owl costume comes and sneaks up on them. I remember watching this forever ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought that the owl man was super creepy, but now I'm looking at him and I'm like, would I?
Oh,
I don't think I would.
Dear.
He's got really long fingers.
All right, Belle.
I guess they're talons though.
Belle, what monster do you want to foot smother the most? What monster do you want? Is it kind of a one of the which monster do you want to smother your feet, or which monster would you want like worshiping your feet? Is there a monster that's like let me get down on this wolfman licking all my feet, or...
I bet that would be nice.
Probably a big tongue.
Probably got, like, a good tongue.
Yeah.
I would want to sit on an ogre, just because I feel like ogres are sexier. Mm. I guess the wolf... I would have a werewolf worship my feet.
Yeah.
Because they would have a good tongue and they would be enthusiastic about it.
They would. They really would.
Dogs like licking things.
They
but
do.
Not in a gross, creepy, like, oh, I want to fuck a dog. Not like
right.
that.
No, no, no.
But like, you know.
Well, this is
a
human
werewolf.
Hybrid
it's
sort
a fucking
of yeah.
werewolf. So it's like.
It's more than a dog.
It's like fucking Jacob from Twilight. Remember Jacob?
Yes, I recall
yeah.
Jacob from Twilight.
Jacob.
Yep.
Were you team Jacob or team Edward?
I was team Smolder all the way.
You were team Bell. Can we please turn this the fuck off?
Yeah. It's terrible.
No. It was team Edward. Although Jacob, then, his whole thing is that he wasn't actually in love with Bella. He was just in love with the baby that she was going to have.
I hate the writing
so
much.
There's so much that's not good about those books, but there's enough that is good that I'm willing to overlook that.
Yeah.
So,
I suppose the only answer you could give is that, you know, you'd dominate, you'd smother a vampire, I suppose, because they're humanoid. Like, what else could you do? Everything else is too monstrous to do anything.
Well, I mean,
unless you have a fantasy about any of those.
No, I don't. I don't. You know, I'm into orcs.
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, listen.
I mean, you're into gargoyles too.
If the Kraken came up to me and was like, "Hey,
I'm gonna slide that tentacle up there.
I'm gonna just like here. Let me just like tickle your feet with my tentacles." I'd be like, "Okay, Kraken, sure. I'll take it."
Well, I'm turned on.
I'll take it. Cracking at it.
But
yeah, no. I
suppose we need to do a tickle video now. Can make a lot of money to get you tickled.
You could try.
I will have to tie you up.
I don't think that you would get the reaction out of me that you would want.
What reaction would I get?
I think that I would just get really mad at you.
Well, yeah, but you would have agreed. It wasn't like I snuck up on you and tied you up.
Yeah, but I think that it would be like, yeah, okay, let's do this. And then I don't think that I would laugh. I think that I would just get angry.
I think people want to see that. And then you'd pee yourself.
You can try.
All right.
Oh, well then, I mean, we were talking. I'll make a piss video.
Ew, no. We're not getting to that crowd. Also, that's not allowed on Clips for Sale.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Why not?
No scat.
Pee isn't scat.
No bodily fluids.
What about vomit?
I don't think vomit's allowed either.
No vomit.
I don't think so. No emetophilia.
Would you fuck Lucifer Valentine? Producer of the Vomit Gore trilogy?
Oh, maybe. I don't know what he looks like.
He looks like exactly you would expect a guy named Lucifer Valentine to look.
Son of a bitch. All right, on that note.
Anyway.
We're going to get out of here. Let's rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you get.
You should do a podcast episode about how much you hated this episode.
This was a great episode.
Do it.
Fuck off.
Do
I like
it, guys.
This episode. You can write to us, RamoneFaceful@gmail.com, if you have some feedback that we'll get to in a few months. And then remind us again a few months after that.
Shoot me a message on Instagram, and I will review.
Do you know your handle?
Instagram page? Yeah, Bell Souls.
At Bell Souls.
I don't say it that way. You're Bell an Soul. Old person. You have to say it that way.
HTTP.
Yeah, exactly. Go to the. Okay, so go to your. What's your AOL keyword?
We have an AOL.
Shoot me a message on Instagram, and I will review your Instagram on the podcast. Sean, your Instagram gets an A-.
You need to get into dick. Don't tickle my feet. You need to get into dick grading. That's where it's at. Where people just send you pictures of their dick and then you grade them. You rate them. Dick rating. That's what it is. Dick
rating. Dick rating.
Yeah, they pay.
No,
you.
I'll give it a grade. Give it a grade. Like A minus. You all fail. You all fail. Everyone fails. Every dick fails. You all get a fucking.
You can.
You know what? It's not even a fail. It's an incomplete. You didn't even finish.
If you want to see clips of Belle being a total douche to me, you can go to RamoneFaceful.com. And that's where the Belle smothering a female is going to be when we make it.
Someday. I mean, there's clips up there already.
There's already clips of that, of course. But we're going to do new ones.
It's like this one that we did yesterday. This dude sends a picture of what he wants, and he sent me, like, it's a screenshot of a clip that I've done, and I'm like, dude, I already did that. Just watch that video.
Right.
But like, okay.
But yeah, if you want to get those customs right into us, and we'll do that. We'll do it for a good rate.
I'll do it.
Because it's already happening, so you can get in like for the right price.
We're going to make it happen.
If you want to join in on the conversations, you can go to our subreddit, r/footfetishpodcast.
Oh, yeah.
That's where we all have these long
subreddit
discussions.
Reddit for and, all you subs out there.
Yeah, there's something. Oh, Twitter, @RamoneFaceful. And you can reach us there.
Yeah, you should definitely tag us and then talk shit about
us.
On
well,
your
our
podcast.
Kids are banging down our door, so we got to go.
I got to go bake some bread.
You got to bake bread.
I got to go bake a little bread.
All right,
bread.
Y'all. Happy Halloween.
Bye, y'all. Happy Halloween.
Season's
happy
feedings.
Happy Halloween.
Yeah. Trick or treat. Whatever. That's later.
Trick or treat. Smell my feet.
Trick or treat. Smell Belle's feet. Oh, mine, if you want. You could. They smell too.
I don't recommend it.
But until we feed again.
So long.